say, and welcome to a hopefully special 8-4 play podcast.
E3 hype train!
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Sorry.
What's happening?
Excuse me. What the fuck do you think you're doing?
I'm having fun.
Abuse of power.
8-4 play podcast.
Sorry.
Your podcast home for talk about Japan and games and Japanese games. I am your host, Mark Game Jesus McDonald. JJ kind of destroyed the intro that I had planned meticulously for this episode. So you know what? No hype train for you.
Oh,
no.
I don't get a hype train?
Hype train, no. Just going back in the station. Just because, you know, no surprise ride for you. No ice cream for JJ.
You can't hear my frown.
We're going to talk about Android games for about an hour.
Oh, God.
And then we are going to talk about...
John did get the Ouya.
A couple, a couple Ouya titles. Yeah. We're going to talk about our hands-on feel.
With the
Ouya. No, we're talking,
oh God.
We're talking about the E3 hype.
Please.
Train. Of course.
Please. God, no.
Woo.
How could it be anything else? So, yes, it's that time of year.
Tis.
It's exciting.
Best time of year.
We're excited.
Yeah, it is.
Along, on board this train. Destination unknown still is to my right. JJ Crash Override Epperson.
Crash Override.
That's right.
Am I a hacker?
You are. You might
because,
be.
Oh, right. Dude.
I was going to say the Lawnmower Man, too, is your other nickname.
But, like, you know, I was just thinking about this. Someone should recreate the Gibson for the
Oculus
Rift.
Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
The Rift. You're already calling it the Rift.
Yes. It's a revolution.
Which we got a Rift into the office.
Yeah.
VR headset, Oculus Rift.
Yep.
Side note, very sad to hear about the passing of, I know we have it in news, one of the founders.
I think his name was Andrew Reese.
Maybe. Yeah. So really, like, tragically too, like
horrible,
run
yeah.
over in a police chase with some,
shady
characters. Yeah. Like one of the big, like, actually main guys. And right before this thing was really, you know, the developer version came out and we've got it, but before, you know, the consumer version and all of the hype hits, so really shitty and tragic.
Aww.
So
yeah.
Like we're not for him, but like you know, to his legacy, like we're all fucking loving and,
yeah.
and
mind blown
pretty excited by
awesome.
Having it here.
I stay late to work.
Just for the first time ever.
For the first time ever?
Come on.
No. Yeah, I basically...
Maybe like the second time.
I'm the one who ordered it, but I basically just gave it to JJ. I have never even hooked it up to my computer. It's been hooked up to JJ's computer.
Right.
What all have you been having on it, showing people on it? Hawken, I know we did.
So, yeah, we did Hawken, and I also got Team Fortress
stuff,
2.
Yeah.
But, you know, mostly it's been the kind of homebrew demos made... by just regular people on the internet that we've been using the most.
Mm-mm. The roller coaster?
Yeah, like there's the Unreal roller coaster. There was one of my favorites is this underwater demo where you're just kind of like a scuba diver.
Ooh, I
underwater.
Want to try that.
It's really awesome.
A scuba diver, except you walk along the.
Yeah.
You do.
The
yeah.
controls are not
swim?
That great.
You can't
walker.
Swim. You
yeah.
just walk along the bottom of the ocean.
But like, you know, it's
spoiler warning. You get attacked by a shark.
Yeah, you get attacked by a shark, and it,
that's pretty much all that happens.
Right, but still.
I don't want to hear that spoiler, Mark.
Yeah,
yeah, it totally freaks you out. The first time, like, I, you know, it probably wasn't that great for Mark because Mark, I told Mark to basically run up to the shark and get attacked
yeah.
by it.
I was, like, waiting for the shark to, like, slowly turn around.
Right.
And then it saw me and attacked
but
me.
When I played it for the first time, I was just wandering around underwater, like, you know, just being in awe of. Like, just seeing, like, a fish in front of your face, and it's just like, oh, my God, that fish is right
Did
there.
Those fish dynamically move when you got close to them?
Question.
Like, Call of Duty, Ghost Technology?
Unfortunately, no.
Enabled.
My PC isn't as powerful
Super
as
Mario 64
a crossbone, so unfortunately.
God damn, that was so most ridiculous. All right, that's getting into...
So, but, like, I'm sitting there looking at bubbles, and I'm looking at fish, and I'm walking along, and, like, I get to this geyser, and I'm just looking at the geyser, and I'm like, whoa, this is so fucking cool. And, like, out of the corner of my eye, I see a shark coming at me, and then I look at it, like, because, you know, this is the Rift. I'm turning my head to look at it.
Right.
And, like,
this is
the Rift.
The Rift.
This is the Rift. And it's underwater. It sounds like a bad movie. and the shark is just darting at me, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck? Because you react to this stuff.
Right.
It's coming at you. Right. It's not like a thing coming at your character or your screen. It's coming at you. And you feel it, and it's freaky. Right.
I think the one thing that I can already say about the Oculus Rift, and I will say it's lower res than I even imagined.
Right.
I need to go back and look at like the Dactyl Nightmare or whatever from 1993 virtuality.
Oh God,
or whatever, just to see like, oh shit, okay, to make this look high res, but it's gonna look really low res because you're used to HD and whatever.
Right.
The consumer version is gonna be higher res, but even so,
1080p.
Yeah, the reaction speed to moving around and stuff really does give you that suspension of disbelief,
right?
That even at low res and even feeling like you've kind of got blinders on because it's filling your vision but not completely, like the corners of your peripheral vision,
right?
Even so, yeah, the sensation is unique and also just like really cool. I mean, it's almost like having a Wii was the first time.
Oh yeah,
where like when anybody comes in the office, though, we show it to them.
Right,
they
I think
put
it's
it on.
Better though. Like it was really exciting. I felt like I'm gonna puke like every 3 seconds.
Right,
but you know that's how real it felt.
It's one of those things though, like with the Wii, like playing, you know, Wii tennis and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It was definitely a revelation where you were just like, oh my God, I'm playing a game.
Exactly, you saw somebody doing it, and you're like, I want to try. Right.
But I don't think there's going to be this kind of like, you know, other shoe to drop situation where like you find out it was just a trick. This is like really
the real deal.
Yeah,
the real
deal.
I was kind of a skeptic beforehand because, you know, I've always been sort of, I'm not really big. Well, first of all, I have this whole thing where 3D, I can't really see it, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I've never been big on, like, 3D movies or, like, those kind of gimmicky things. And this, too, like, VR, just, like, whatever. But, like, I was sold after, like, 2 minutes of, like, the first demo, which is the roller coaster demo.
Yeah.
And I feel like...
You're seeing it.
I'm seeing it. I mean, I'm guessing the 3D effect is probably not... I'm just seeing it like you would see 2D. But I still get the same... The thing that I'm excited about is not the 3D. It's the feeling like you're in the thing. Like, you feel it. Like, when you drop, you feel it in your stomach and stuff like that. And,
It was a weird feeling.
It's just so immersive. I don't even mind that it's low res because I just felt like if I could be in a world like that, I just want to stay there and like explore. I don't even need a game. Like, just give me a world to like walk around and check shit out.
I
like,
think actually
amazing.
There's this whole thing about game, quote unquote games, and are they games or not, where you're just walking around like Dear Esther and
Sorcery.
There's a bunch of, well, I mean, Sorcery even is more is an actual game. There's puzzles and things like that, but a lot of games where you really are just walking. Like the original
Proteus
idea of perfect example. So I think this game will raise more of questions where it's like, actually, it is enjoyable and worthwhile just to explore a world.
Totally. Yeah.
And I think also, like, that shark, if you saw that demo that you played that you're talking about now that you're interested in on any other system where you were controlling with dual sticks, you'd be like, what is this piece of shit, PS1 game?
Yeah.
This is a joke.
Echo the Dolphin.
This
dude
is so
found
stupid.
The shark models off a free shark models website.
So I think it's going to be this whole thing of taking things that you already know. I mean, maybe even exact games that you've already played before and making them like the Rift versions of them. But even like, you know, like genres and styles of games and things that are dead or like people think, you know, they don't really do anymore might have new life with this new perspective on them.
You know, a lot of dev people are like creating stuff now because they were so inspired by it. And so I'm really looking forward to see like what kind of stuff that, you know, people who saw it now are creating.
Several
people who came in, not even, some of them weren't even gamers, were like, it'd be cool to have like to be like in a horror game like this.
Could you see a remake of Resident Evil 1 with that? Like, just you're walking down that hallway and the dogs jump out. That would freak the shit out of you.
I would hate that. Too scary.
But
I would just want like Google, like you could just take Google Maps like or whatever and like, you know, give me like the real world, but give me like a little ship to fly around in. Like there was one demo where you're in a ship flying around.
Right.
And the thing that amazed me is like you see the interior of the ship. Obviously, if you turn your head inside this little like pod, it was like a flying pod. You know, you could see like the bars. And I actually did this. JJ saw me. I actually reached out to grab the bar because I was like turning the ship and I'm like, whoa. And like I went to grab it. I'm like, wait a minute. There's nothing there. Like,
right.
But you can imagine flying around in a ship like that. You just in the real world. If someone just modeled the world, like you can go anywhere. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Seeing Hawken made me think of Steel Battalion Heavy Armor, which was totally panned and it had all those Kinect problems and whatever. But but just being able to, like, the feeling of being inside a mech. But with Hawken, it's like there's never any reason to look to your sides, really, or behind you. It's just
the, right.
Whatever.
You can see the inside of your thing, but there's nothing there, really.
Yeah, but like in heavy armor, like one of the really cool things about it is, like, you know, dudes are doing their own thing. They're radioing. They're, like, reloading. Right. They're doing all kinds of shit. They're dying. They're, like, doing all kinds of other stuff. Like, that could be really fucking kick-ass.
Yeah.
Again, maybe people will take these old games and kind of retrofit them if it takes off. But
totally. Man, I haven't been excited for, like, new tech in a long time, especially, like, PC tech. Like, it just, this is super, super exciting.
It makes you wonder if this kind of technology could ever make the jump to a console as anything other than a, like, optional peripheral.
Yeah.
Sony should have put out the money and just made this thing come with your PS4 or something. Right. Right. It would have been like $700, but I mean, God, it would have been amazing.
Part of the problem is it is so solitary, and even only playing it for 5 minutes, I get the Virtual Boy effect, which is like, like you get out of it, you're just like blinking. You're like, really? Where am I? What's going on? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that
completely.
Might be the 3D because I didn't get that. Maybe I don't know.
No,
I just wanted to stay in
it's
there.
It's going into somewhere where all you are seeing is a TV screen.
And
that's
John
it.
And JJ's been saying that.
Like it's where your vision is limited to one little screen. You're not seeing anything else. You're not being able to look away from the TV or seeing, you know, the things around
usually
it or whatever.
Right.
It's like sitting 2 inches in front of a TV screen. Like takes it out of you, and you're also not seeing anything else that's going on around the outside world. Like, you know, I usually play games in like 2 hour plus chunks,
right.
And like that's one thing with this thing. Like, I don't think you could do that.
Right. Yeah, I'm with not. Mark on that.
One thing I will say is, if you haven't read it yet, read Ready Player One. It's a book about games where it takes place in the future, where everybody is basically using a much more advanced version of like an Oculus Rift to like
to play an
enter
MMO.
Like a game world, like an MMO. And this totally made me feel like that. I was like, oh my God, now I know, like, when they're talking in the book about how, like, they want to be in the world all the time, like, I totally
right.
felt that. I would
yeah,
stay
there's
in
definitely
there.
Like,
I would just go in there and stay in there.
There's like a kind of a weird thing where, like, after
you. Your hat train!
Yeah, all right.
So,
did you get that intern?
Moving
okay.
on. So we still haven't introed everybody yet. We kind of got sidetracked into the discussion.
Wait, is he a hacker because he's playing with the Oculus Rift, or I didn't even get
because why. I'm hacking the Gibson. The scene where they're flying through the Gibson is basically.
Do you know what the Lawnmower Man is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, maybe Lawnmower Man would have been a better choice for the nickname, Mr. John Unibro Ricciardi.
Unibro.
Yes,
I'm guessing this is. Something to do with
Gee,
Unibro.
Why would that possibly be?
Because I don't have a unibrow.
Who's been here? Who's bought like $300 worth of t-shirts?
I bought you all underwear.
At
okay?
Uniqlo over the last week?
I forgot to give the underwear to the girls, too. Well, Monster Hunter came out. Monster Hunter 4 t-shirts came out this week. They actually came out in the U.S. and the U.K., too.
Like,
oh,
really?
Oh, that's cool.
Really shocking. Yeah, apparently not all of them, but a bunch
How
of
How many stores are there in the U.S., though? There's like one in New York, one in San Francisco,
I think that's
or something.
It.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but how many Uniqlo t-shirts would you say total that you own?
I don't even know. They're so cheap.
Between
like
40 and 50?
Sometimes they're 5. No, I probably own like 15 or 20.
Dude, you know,
okay,
you bought
many,
15
how,
like
you
this
You don't understand
week.
How
like,
often
how many,
I throw them out. They don't last long. That's why they're like $10.
Right, how many did you buy this week? Like, just honestly,
probably
for
like 7 or 8.
Yeah, 1 week only has 7 days.
Panda bears are like weeping at the environmental damage that you are doing. You literally like buy a t-shirt because you sweated in a t-shirt.
I know.
You go
Japan
to the store,
man,
what kind of-
buy a t-shirt, and then throw away the old one.
I don't throw away
horrible,
the old
John.
One.
You do.
I do not.
It's
You're making it
terrible.
Out. Is that like such a horrible like?
It is.
I do not
horrible.
Throw them out. I throw them out after like 6 weeks when they're worn to hell.
6 weeks.
Yeah, man. Uniqlo doesn't last long. It's
dude,
cheap
dude.
As hell.
Okay, how many times have you worn that t-shirt during that 6 weeks?
Probably like once a week, maybe.
No. That's, what are you talking about once a week?
You have 15 t-shirts.
You are
you wouldn't
high.
Be, yeah, you wouldn't be wearing the same t-shirt.
All right, maybe it's a little longer than 6 weeks. Do you think the listeners really care about
like
this?
Like a
throw
year
it away at
DC Hydrate! All right, so...
the Monster Hunter shirts
finally,
are really cool, by the way.
Yeah, they got some better designs this time.
They did. Yeah.
The underwear.
Anybody wear their Monster Hunter underwear yet?
I did, borderline. But I do not like what are they called? Short
boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs.
Not a boxer briefs guy.
Just too tight.
Right?
Maybe your butt is too big.
Right?
No, it's not that part.
Oh, really, JJ?
Right.
That's what she said.
Yeah. No, I'm with JJ. Those shorts are, the M size is not working.
I got an L and it was just, yeah.
Yeah, at all.
I just can't be comfortable.
At all.
Okay, what is this saying?
Well, I am significantly larger than you and I actually wore.
Whoa, where are we getting into this stuff?
Wait, Chris is like 6 foot.
No, like 6 foot.
Stop. Intern Chris Kringle, now continue. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I meant significantly taller and I think wider as well. But I also have
on you, JJ.
Okay. Yes. I also have the L size Monster Hunter underwear, and I wore them with aplomb. Yes, with pride.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, I actually just hadn't done laundry that week, so I was just like, oh, okay. Well, now I have extra.
Maybe it's something you get used to, but I just am like constantly pulling them down. I don't know.
Yeah, you've got that Southern fried turkey butt. That's what your problem is.
Different people are endowed, you know, given different gifts.
Yeah.
And there's different sizes for everyone. Right. Not one size fits all. I think that's okay.
I'm going to go cry for a while. That's all right. No worries.
But rounding out our cast, finally, and probably not here for too long before we lose her back to the grind. Right. Is Hiroko 5 kilos to go?
Oh no!
Minamoto.
What dun, are you dun, saying? Dun.
You mentioned it on a show day. What am I supposed to do? I need a nickname. John wanted to call you Xena Warrior Shacho.
What?
Yeah, because we got new girls in the office finally, and you're the leader.
Xena Warrior.
It's an American thing. You have to be.
Yeah.
Giggling is up about 300%.
Oh yeah.
In the office, mm-hmm. Thanks
and
to our
much nicer too.
Our
it
new
does,
employees.
Yeah.
I'm speaking more Japanese, which is great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's nicer in general. We have two new employees at the office. Mm-hmm. The lovely ladies. The 8-4 calendar is coming soon. God, I shouldn't even joke about that, should I?
No.
Right, no. Yeah, I shouldn't even joke.
But you didn't mention that I'm on like 9 of the months. So
George Kamatani is guest illustrating our calendar. So Hiroko, what's going on?
I don't know. 5 kilograms to go.
You totally don't need to lose 5 kilograms, but you have decided to lose 5 kilograms.
I don't need to lose 5 kilograms. I agree, but I need to lose 2 kilograms, like a solid 2 kilograms.
Okay.
Is how I'm feeling right now.
So you just decided to round up?
No, that book was there on the bookshelf for a while. And like, I don't know, that book just jumped into my eyes this one day, and then I just decided to buy it.
The title is basically like Lose 5 Kilos.
Yep.
Right.
Is it a good book?
It's not even a book. It's like a little magazine.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
It tells you, like, it shows a bunch of exercises and also like how to make healthy smoothies.
Oh.
Like it has a lot of smoothie recipes.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I haven't tried any of that. But, you know, I bought the book, and since the day I bought the book, I started working out at home.
Apparently, if it does that.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you – well, you don't drink a lot of juice and soft drinks and
no,
other things, right?
All.
You drink tea and water mostly.
Tea and water.
Okay, yeah, because apparently if you do drink that other stuff, if you give it up, you lose 5 pounds. Five pounds, not kilos, but 5 pounds in a month alone.
Yeah, oh, like, totally.
I think my the stuff that I eat and drink is – basically like pretty healthy. I don't like drink alcohol.
Right.
And so, yeah, my living patterns are pretty healthy.
Yeah.
But now, like, what do I do from here to lose weight? I think I just need to work out basically working out is.
And when you're done with that book, you can lend it to JJ.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I want to lose 5 kilos.
So how are you exactly? How do you plan to go about losing 5 kilos?
I don't know. I've tried things.
E3 Hype Train! All right.
Is this going to be a theme?
now that we know who's here talking about things with us.
This is all because I interrupted him at the beginning.
Why don't we get into what's actually going to happen next week or this week, depending on when you're listening to it, at the Electronic Entertainment Expo in Los Angeles, California. Yes, it is. So, there's a lot of different ways to tackle this. Why don't we do it this way? Because this is kind of how the printouts go. We've got the hot rumors and speculation, which is always the fun part. Rumors. Why don't we save that for as dessert for last?
Okay. I also wrote down my predictions.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good, good, good. Okay, John, you have however long it takes to get to that to think of your own predictions.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was trying to think of some earlier, but.
And Chris Kringle, whenever you want to chime in here, just go for it. Feel free. So basically, we got, why don't we start with third-party stuff, stuff that's multi-platform, and then we'll just tackle the platforms one by one, which is actually more meaningful this year than it has been in the last few, because there are there's going to be two new platforms, but there's also going to have like real exclusives. You know, it kind of got deprioritized, let us say, how important, you know, exclusives were, first or third party, the last couple of years. As everything, well, not everything, but a lot of stuff went to both, but now they're actually throwing around money hats and what have you.
Sounds
$1 billion.
That's right. That's right. Well, don't spoil the fun for later. So, let's start off. We're going to base this on a E3, 2013 games list from our friends at IGN.
Thanks, IGN.
Let's start with the multi-platform stuff. I'm just going to call out a lot of stuff, and any interesting stuff we'll stop and dwell on it a bit. But Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, the pirate adventure coming out a scant 1 year after the last Assassin's Creed, which probably was not the best received.
Really?
Assassin's Apparently. Creed. You didn't know this?
I thought that was like the one that everybody was creaming over.
No.
I have Assassin's Fatigue, I think. Well, everybody was creaming over it before it came out.
Iceburn.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
That was pretty good, John.
I think...
Was that not what you were trying to... Were you making a little fun there?
No, well, I was going to say, like, honestly, I think it's too soon. Like, it's, you know, we just got the last big one. Like, you know, I don't know.
But wait, I have to be clear. Was Assassin's Fatigue a play on Assassin's Creed, like to kind of try to rhyme it?
No, I didn't think about it that hard.
Okay. I thought that's where you're going.
Yeah.
I kind of got Assassin's Fatigue for.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, yeah. Basically, I'm not, I guess, one to speak on the series in general. So
I've never liked it, unfortunately.
So. I'm all talking about what I hearsay and whatnot. I did kind of hope, I thought that the Wii U version was going to be the best one, and apparently it wasn't, and then I kind of gave up on it. But I will say their demo of the ship stuff was the stuff that really impressed me from last, I guess that was last E3.
It was.
And I was fucking blown away.
I hope they also show Assassin's Creed 5.
And maybe like, here you go.
The ship stuff you're talking about was style. Assassin's Creed 3.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed 3.
That was really cool.
It was like a minor part of it. Now they're basically saying, okay, let's do that. The main thing is going to be pirates. Pirates are cool. People like pirates. I guess my feeling is the jury's out on it, but yes, you got to really convince me to be excited about an Assassin's Creed, which is not the case for most people because that thing sells shitloads.
Right.
It has the highest production values possible. So we'll see what they do with that. Another game I feel like I miss it. Batman Arkham Origins for pretty much every system under the sun, including the Wii U.
Yay.
Which is listed here, which is not a very common thing.
I think they owe it to them after they got like all that stage time last E3.
Exactly.
But the ironic thing is, it's actually not, from everything I've heard, it's actually not going to be getting a decent chunk of the DLC that the other versions are getting. I think that's just sort of rumor for now, but they've basically said, like, oh, DLC may not be available on all platforms.
So what you're saying is the Wii U is going to get the armor pack.
Maybe, but...
a year from now.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's also Arkham Origins Blackgate coming to 3DS and Vita.
Okay.
Again, I cannot get it up for Batman, period, no matter what you do. I mean,
I don't
Tony
really
is so going to kill you.
I know.
I heard the games are so good, but...
I know, and I see people, and I was like, yeah, that looks, you know, if I was, like... And this is ironic for me who plays Nintendo games.
But yeah.
I'm like, if I was 12, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
In defense,
I like the movies. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Tell me what the problem is. I don't know what it is. Battlefield 4. Wow. Is this whole list going to be games that I feel like I should care about, but I don't?
Well, you know, we get criticized for that a lot, but I think it's fair. Like, I don't care about a lot of the games that,
that I think
are kind of big.
We're
right
going to start
now.
To just call out if you guys feel like you need to stop on something, okay?
Okay.
Battlefield 4, Call of Duty Ghosts.
No, don't wait. Keep going.
Telling Silence.
Yeah.
Castle of Illusion, you're not going to play Ghosts, call your annual
no,
Call of Duty?
No, I skipped last year, too. Whatever the last one was, I didn't play it either. I am going to play Castle of Illusion, actually.
Starring yes. Mickey Mouse HD from Sega for Wii U, Vita, 360, PC, PS3.
The, like, overrated, I don't know, executive game, producer now in HD. Or whatever was the director of the original game back in the day.
It looks great, too. If I was at E3, I didn't really play it.
I know. I mean, I probably played it really briefly, but I never really played through it back in the day. So I'm kind of actually curious about it for that reason. It's not because I loved it so much; it's because like I feel like I missed the boat.
You really didn't.
You played Castle of Illusion?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. It was fine. There was nothing wrong with it, but it was.
I never played a Mickey Mouse game that I thought was really amazing. Like DuckTales is probably the biggest Disney franchise I can remember that I really, really enjoyed.
It was safe and kind of boring gameplay wise and very had good graphics, but it was competent at a time when most games were not competent.
Mm. Yeah. So, the Genesis Disney games were great for their time.
I heard about that too, by the way, that the E3 demo is apparently like the PS4 version and the Xbox version. They're gonna have different demos on display. One of them will be harder than the other.
So oh really?
If you want to check out different parts of the game.
Cool.
Speaking of, that kind of reminded me of DuckTales. Any big fans that Woo-hoo. Presumably will be there.
I forgot I played that actually. We played that at over GDC. We got a lucky shot, a chance to play that right after it got announced. And I'm super excited about it.
You are? You're a fan from back in the day?
Oh, huge fan. Are you kidding me? I played DuckTales on NES all the way through probably like 5 or 6 times.
See, I definitely missed the boat on that game. And really? I don't know why, but I see people on the internet like fucking humming the song from the moon level or whatever.
Oh, dude, the moon level's got the best music.
I know, I got no frame of reference.
I really love that cartoon, actually, too. That was one of the few. I wasn't like a big cartoon guy when I was a kid. Well, I wasn't a big cartoon kid, but I actually watched DuckTales a lot.
I think I was just 2 years too old for it. Mm. But yeah, everybody, man, yeah, the internet collectively creamed when that thing got announced. So, Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2, John, I'll play through the first one.
Yeah, I enjoyed that game. I feel that game.
Will you buy it?
I'm of two minds of that game. One is I feel spurned by the fact that they're taking my beloved Castlevania and kind of turning it into this. But at the same time, if I place that aside, I just like it as an action game with a lot of atmosphere and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Will you buy
it's not
it?
Castlevania.
The week it comes out.
No, probably. No, maybe. I don't want to diss it. Like, I might. I want to play it.
Yeah,
the first one, I borrowed it from a friend, so I didn't have to buy the first one. So I'm thinking I'll probably borrow the second one, too. But I think I would buy it if it came to that.
Yeah.
Did you actually play the 3DS semi-sequel thing?
Poop.
Yeah, no, it was really bad.
Poop.
I actually really liked
E3 Hype Train! All right, so Dark Souls 2.
E3 Hype Train!
She's a fickle mistress. She keeps chugging along.
You
no
said
matter
Dark
what.
Souls 2, so.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Dark Souls
2. That's all I want.
This is like, there's a giant fucking banner above the whole entry hall, which is awesome.
Really?
It says March 2014.
Every time I think
kidding.
No. Every time I think about the fact that you guys are going to E3, the fact that you guys get to play Dark Souls 2, it just makes me so angry.
That is the first game I'm going for, I think, when I step onto the floor.
If I were like one of the fanboys at
me
the front gate,
else,
I would run towards Dark Souls 2.
And I will say,
we got to use our Namco Bandai connections to hopefully not have to wait in the
I call it Nambai Banco sometimes.
You do.
Just when I call it, when I talk
Nambai.
Fast. We have special things in store for Dark Souls fans on this podcast, my friends.
Yeah.
Special secret things.
Special secrets.
Yes.
I've accepted now. I think I'm pretty sure I said this before, but I really feel this now that was absolutely like the game of the generation so far. Like, I can't think of a game this generation. Like, at the time, I was also playing Zelda Skyward Sword and I really liked it. But you know, over given the benefit of hindsight, Dark Souls is far superior to Skyward Sword.
It's amazing.
It is the best game of the gen.
Amazing, though, and I think very telling about that game that both of you guys, JJ and John, who are now like, love that game, calling it the game of that generation, stopped partially the way through.
Yeah.
And not because you didn't like it, but still stopped part of the way through.
Right.
Like, a testament to how difficult it is to, for lack of a better word, penetrate the like outer core, the little layers of that game to get to the goodness inside. And like, I've seen a lot of people on Twitter lately kind of struggling with that. And I completely understand.
Ben Gilbert was talking about that recently.
Yeah. Totally 100% understand. Totally. I mean, a lot of stuff has been written Two, Zav over at Joystick wrote, I think, a good piece that I sent to Ben saying about how he put it down and picked it back up. I myself probably would have put it down about 10 hours in if I wasn't, like, pushed to go. I'm still stalled now at a certain point. It's not because of, like, for want love of the game or whatever. But, like, it'll be interesting, given all of that, I think what they're saying in retrospect now, what they said about Dark Souls 2 early on that got interpreted as they're going to make it easier, I think is actually they were saying the right stuff. They were saying they want to make it more accessible in that, to me, hopefully that means make it so that you don't have to have a friend push you to find that like amazing core that once you find it, you're totally won over.
Yeah.
If they can find a way to get people in, rope people in from the start, that game would be unfucking stoppable.
See, I didn't. The reason I stopped playing is not because I didn't. I felt like I found the core the first time I played. The reason I stopped playing is because I was stressed. Like it was, I had the biohazard syndrome, the Resident Evil syndrome I used to have, where I could only play for like an hour a night because the stress would build up so much that I just felt like I have to stop. I was like kind of scared to like really like plunge forward. I'm not scared anymore. Now I feel like I'm ready to just dive into that game, and that's why I started again. But like, it got me from the beginning. Like I never felt like it wasn't, you know.
But why?
It was just super stressful. Like I needed a break because I was so stressed every night.
But if everyone else around wasn't playing and talking about the game, do you really think you would have picked the game back up?
I picked the game back up because I have a girlfriend now for a little while, and she came and she's into games, which is great. Like she's not a gamer, but she's like into games, and she wanted
E3 hype train.
She wanted to know.
I was about to do that.
You evil people. She wanted to know what would be a good game to like, you know, what would be a good game to play with somebody else, and like, what better game than Dark Souls to play with somebody?
About 100,000.
Well, I don't know.
Better games to play than Dark Souls.
I mean, Biohazard was great for that too. Like, how many? But Biohazard, I've had like three girlfriends who like to watch me play Resident Evil. It's like. It's one of those games, you know?
Three girlfriends that told you, at least, that they like to watch.
No, dude. Actually, I'm really surprised you don't think so.
I don't want to get too sidetracked, but my point is, I don't think in a million years you pick that game as the game to pick back up unless everybody else around you, us, Johnny the Future, Tony, everybody else is still talking about that. There's a million games that are better entryway, like spectator games than Dark Souls.
I gave her a choice. I gave her Dark Souls and Shadow of the Colossus, and she picked Dark Souls.
Right. So, I'm just saying, like, even the fact that you was on your menu.
Sure.
Or whatever, I think is.
It is the best game. It is the best game. It is so good.
I kind of play that.
If you
like,
don't like
I'm
it, I feel like you just
Gibson.
Gotta play it more, or you're missing out somehow. Yeah. It is so good.
JJ, you posted this stuff about the concept art, supposedly some concept art leaked. I actually didn't want to look at it because I thought,
it's
I'll just experience it in the game. You like it?
It's happy.
You like it?
It made me happy.
Okay.
Are we sure it's real though?
Sort of. The guy,
but I couldn't tell. I was like, it could be real, but it might not.
There are pieces of art that were in like the Edge article about the game.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
interesting.
Mixed in, but who knows?
It's hard to say that all of it was for Dark Souls 2, but you can kind of assume that.
That's on the run to like list, I would say, in terms of. Want to play for myself to form an opinion about. There's very few games I feel like I have to play for myself that I can't really just watch a video playthrough or a Ustream, I guess, or a Twitch TV. They're Twitch TV. We lost JJ. He's dreaming of being on E3.
I'm imagining myself playing it right
Kickstarter,
now.
Kickstarter, dude. Why wouldn't you should have done a Kickstarter? Send JJ to E3.
Yeah.
You will say your name and
I would have gotten
I think that would have worked. I think you would have passed that Kickstarter.
Probably,
All right, we should move on. Deadpool, let's not talk about that. Mm-hmm. Destiny, shit hot, super excited. I don't know that they're going to show gameplay.
Yes,
at the Sony conference. Recently? Yeah, yes. They showed like a, they had the dude from Breaking Bad.
Gustavo.
El Pollo, Hermano,
the wolf is the pack and the pack is the wolf and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever, like, looks cool. I'm already on board. I don't need any more sizzle reel bullshit. I'm just, totally. I'm there. Let's get to the gameplay. Show me what's going on.
If I see another goddamn dev doc.
A vid doc?
Yeah.
A vid doc?
A vid doc.
Let's keep going.
But that's another run to...
But that's not going to be playable at all, right?
I don't think so, unfortunately. I don't even know. Oh, God. Have they said that that's not... I guess they haven't said that that's this year.
I want to be excited about that game, but they haven't actually managed to make me excited about it yet, so I'm kind of waiting for that to happen.
They kind of have to show the game
right now
first,
I still
really.
Feel like
they
it looks like a palette-swapped Halo from what they showed, you know what I mean? Like evolution of Halo, of course, but I mean, it still looks like Halo.
Yeah, they got me from the fucking concept art and, like, knowing those guys and what they did. Like,
yeah,
the
game concept also sounds really interesting, but I just, you know, we haven't really seen what
until
that
you get, like,
has.
500 email notifications on your iPhone. Yeah, I don't know. That might be annoying. Anyways.
We'll figure it out. Speaking of annoying, Diablo 3, PS4 and PS3. Does that make a splash? Do people talk about that, do you think, even? Is that at the Sony conference, you think?
It'll be at the Sony conference. That's something like really. I would go and play if I had extra time just to see how the controller controls felt.
Okay, fair enough. Dragon's Crown, excited for that. PS3
yes. yeah.
and Vita.
Isn't that out really soon?
Yeah.
August, I think.
Late summer, I think. Okay. Dynasty Warriors 8, JJ, you care about that, I think.
No.
No?
No.
That's not the one you care about?
No.
There's one of those shitty
Sengoku
games.
Basara oh, okay. is the one I care about.
Close enough.
Which will be shown maybe at E3.
Fantasy 14, A Realm Reborn is going to get...
I really care about that.
...trampled under other games.
Wait, in what, at E3 you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... E3's not... I don't need to see it at E3. It's coming out very soon.
You excited about that?
I'm playing it, yeah. Hell
really?
Yeah. Yes. I have decided that will be the next MMO.
John, let's form a guild.
For sure. I'm playing on PS4, but...
okay.
Same release date, though, so it doesn't matter.
Sure.
Killer is Dead released a couple PS3, new sorry. Movies recently. One showing the Gigolo mode, which I was surprised, I guess, because the Vanillaware thing had kind of worn it out. There was no, like, uproar.
Right.
The fact that this woman is like, oh, don't look at me, don't look at... And then she, like, eventually turns into, like, oh, yeah, like, I'm going to
really
show you something. Yeah. Like, you, like, seduce her by leering at her creepily with, like, your
but it's
glasses
Suda, so.
And then can, like, see through her clothing.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. Sounds exciting.
It's a little weird. But the combat and the gameplay, separate from that, looked pretty wild and
I've
pretty
been
cool.
Kind of not. Over the top. Paying attention to that game too much, but
I think when it comes out, I'm going to want to try it. Basically,
check out the last video. Actually, showed like some gameplay. You have the kind of gun as an arm, and then the kind of No More Heroes sword gameplay.
Not something I'd probably want to play at E3, though. I don't think.
Lego Marvel Super Heroes. Sorry. Lightning Returns Final Fantasy 13, also known as the game you forgot existed.
Yeah.
Also sorry.
I keep forgetting what that game is. Like,
that
is
game
it,
doesn't, there's no reason for that game to exist.
Is it like another name for the second one? Or I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Wow. Yeah, no. We'll probably get some hate mail for that. Lost Planet 3. Nah. Hey, people,
sorry, bad gen.
Current gen people need to buy games. it didn't look bad at TGS. At all, really, but I think it's going to get a little lost in the excitement.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 4, The awful. Phantom Pain, and Metal Gear Solid Ground
Five,
Zeroes.
You mean.
Are they going to be playable?
Five. No, I'm not. This is not saying playable. It's saying at the show in some
but
form.
But that's going to be a fucking kick-ass trailer.
Now, here's the question.
I bet.
Do they show up at one or the other of the conferences?
You think Kojima's going to come out and tap Metric on the back, or
maybe so.
He's gonna come out in his money hat at the Microsoft conference.
He was in the trailer at the beginning of the thing.
Yeah, well, that's why I said that. Yeah, yeah. I don't. There's no. Who knows?
What are you talking about? Oh, right.
He's
yeah.
in the Microsoft thing, so I'm assuming he's gonna be at Microsoft.
So the Xbox, the Xbone debut thing, the little video montage at the start. Kojima was one of the people.
Right.
I'll go out on a limb and say, yeah, that is a sign that either they're going to be there and not at Sony's.
I don't think that means anything. I don't think it's going to be like exclusive or anything. You know it's obviously already PS3.
You know,
four?
It might be like DLC leads or is exclusive or whatever, some kind of like BS whatever thing. But, you know, being there is a little bit of something, right? Like EA is going to have games on PS4 too, but them being at the Microsoft thing is kind of saying something. Bungie being at the PS4 thing is kind of saying something, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you are saying something just by being there, even if it's not.
Sure.
I don't think it shows up.
I accept your check. Thank you very much for the donation to my bank account.
Right.
$1 billion. I'm excited for that. I want to see. I think this game is a good opportunity to reinvigorate that series.
Yeah, maybe.
They don't kind of have the Moby Dick things swimming around to drum up excitement now. So now I feel like it's actually all just on the game. Okay, what's going on? Kojima tweeted a picture of like a red band kind of preview for mature audiences only.
I saw that.
Which, I mean, I don't think necessarily means anything. But
then
I,
he was just a week ago, he was talking about how his things aren't going to have violence and he's not going to have like a message at E3 that like all these other games with killing and all that other stuff. So what does that even mean?
I don't know.
Nudity.
Maybe I missed that. Yeah. Maybe he's playing around with that whole idea or something, the like knife in the throat thing.
Solid Snake's been taking estrogen pills.
Who knows? But that is one of my most – I would be curious to see if they can get the Metal Gear traffic jam that used to happen around Metal Gear 2, right. Metal Gear 3 time where
– I wonder.
Every hour or so at the Konami booth, they would show the trailer and you would just have this huge – people would just be sitting on the floor waiting for it to play again. I mean, that was a very different time.
Remember the Metal Gear Solid 2 unveiling at E3?
It
was like, we were
Sam
there.
Sam Kennedy
were in the
stood up, standing ovation, gave it a one-man standing ovation.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Poor Sam.
You can see it in like the making of the document of Metal Gear Solid, too. He like, it's like, God bless him. He was feeling it. He was feeling it.
Okay.
But yeah, that's one of my excited things. I guess Konami's doing their kind of pre-E3 thing.
You're not starring in it this year.
I've not been invited as of yet to their offices. We'll see what happens in the next couple of days. But Muramasa Rebirth, excited to play that. Don't really care about it too much in terms of E3.
No.
Yeah.
Murdered Soul Suspect. So you guys saw this trailer, right? This is the Square Enix. Yeah, I feel like people aren't seeing this. This kind of got missed, but
people don't really pay attention to Square Enix anymore because they kind of jumped the shark. So like, when they come back, we'll start paying attention.
So new IP looks kind of like you're like a private investigator, cop kind of type, and you are killed, and you don't really even realize it until you are a ghost and you see somebody, killing you. Very stylized.
Like Ghost Trick.
Interesting. Very different. Like Ghost Trick, but I mean like full on, fully 3D, AAA production values, et cetera, et cetera. Doesn't show any game, no idea what kind of gameplay it is. No idea what kind of game it is. Just kind of a look and feel kind of trailer. And who knows? Maybe it could be something cool. Definitely something different from Square Enix.
Maybe it's like a cross between Geist and The Haunted featuring Slime Guy or whatever he was called for the Genesis. What? You know that game where like you...
What's his name?
Polter Guy.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Geist where you famously inhabited. I think it was a can of dog food.
Yes, it was a dog bowl, maybe.
Okay, yeah. So rounding out, we're into the S's now. Scribblenauts Unmasked. Okay, milking a clever idea. They need something crazy new in there. That's Wii U, 3DS, and PC, not other consoles still. South Park, another game I kind of forgot about. Hey, current gen people, there's still games for you. That game will sell.
Sure.
Is that the subtitle of the game, or were you just making a statement?
That would be great if it was.
Oh, I can't tell, because it could be.
South Park, The Stick of Truth is the name of it. Splinter Cell Blacklist, which is still, I don't know, what do I call it, last gen?
That's the one where you knife people in the back, right?
You knife people in the throat and back and head and shoulders, head, face and shoulders.
Knees and toes.
PC, 360, PS3, Wii U. Maybe that gets announced for next gen. Maybe it doesn't. I think they've already been saying Sam's going to be on the next shit, whatever. Evil Within, Tango Gameworks. This has it listed
as gonna be there?
TBA Systems. Yeah. This has it listed as TBA Systems, but I thought they said it was current and PS4, at least.
They've been skirting around it. Like, I think they announced it for PS3 and then like were asked about PS4 and
they did. Yeah. Right. Well, whatever.
Wait, but that's going to be, what is that's going to be at E3?
That's going to be at E3.
Playable?
Well, the press played it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, man,
so
I want to play that.
You're going to play the same demo that the press played. Of course, that's another big one that I would want to actually have my own hands on.
I want to play that game in the Rift.
That's a game I am cautiously but legitimately excited about. Like, I'm aware of the fact that it's perhaps, Mikami's day is over. We don't know, but it could very well be another amazing game. But I really want to play it.
His day ain't over, man.
Vanquish was amazing.
Vanquish was all right. I mean, it was, it wasn't Resident Evil 4.
The
it
gameplay
was,
right. was there, though.
It wasn't God Hand, I think is what you were trying to say.
I didn't play God Hand.
Let's not talk about God Hand.
Dude.
Z is for Zumba Fitness World Party.
Yes. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about that for like an hour. Ethereum Hype Train! All right. So that is through the part that we have to do.
Yeah.
Contractually obligated by the FCC to talk about multi-platform games. Let's get into the good shit.
Good.
Yeah. Shit. Let's get into the platform exclusives, the rumors, the speculation.
The veritable E3 Hype Train!
The je ne sais quoi of E3.
Yes.
The shit that will make us look like idiots a week from now, basically. That stuff.
I live for this moment.
the shit that only makes sense for the next, like, 3 days. Actually, shit.
Probably even tomorrow. By the time this comes out, we'll be wrong for, like, half of it.
That's true.
All right, cool. So where should we start? God, there's so many nice places to start. Let's start with the big list of rumored X-Bone games. That apparently has some that are definitely bullshit.
Yes.
I'm going to go out and say that some of them are definitely true.
Mm-hmm.
Can leave that up to you as to which they are.
Mm-hmm.
But let's run it down. So this list came out, who cares? It came out a bunch of places and was pretty much discredited immediately. It had a bullshit image along with it that I think has pretty much been proven as bullshit. But hey, sometimes a little truth nugget slips into the pile of bullshit. Right.
That's how they do it.
Right.
Truth nuggets.
Halo 5. No. I'm going to say no to Halo 5.
Okay.
You don't think they're going to tease Halo 5 at the end of their like conference or
That's
something?
That's actually one of my predictions is that they end the show, the Xbox show, with like a little Halo 5 teaser.
I subscribe to
Just
that.
Just like a logo or something?
Well, maybe not a logo, but like a... You know, Master Chief wakes up and he's like, "I'm back, guys."
Yes. was that Duke Nukem? He's like, "I'm back, guys."
How many times has he done that? This is like five. How many more times?
I want him to say that.
the guy who did the Israeli yes. trailer doing the voice. Hello, Israelis.
I'm back, Israelis.
I'm back, Israelis. I could see them showing the logo and saying, "We are working on Halo 5.
Yeah.
However, here is what you're going to get this Christmas.
Halo babies.
Right. And it's going to be Halo 4 babies or some kind of
Halo card
Spartan
game
pack or
Halo 2 remake?
DLC or no.
The Windows 8.
No,
I don't see that happening.
No more remakes. I don't see Halo 2 remake happening. Multiplayer, maybe more Spartan Ops kind of like a... story weaved in, but kind of more co-op-y.
Maybe like an Assassin's Creed Revelations sort of like, you know.
Smart Glass side. Exclusive.
Side
Good
story.
God. Killer Board Instinct. Game. Killer Instinct.
I kind of see that. So like there is supposed to be like a old Rare game coming back for E3 or something like that. I think I read a story on Gaff. I was hoping for Wizards and Warriors.
Oh man, that game was great.
Yeah.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah, but RNC. Killer Instinct, nah.
Here's my Killer Instinct thing. Name me one
person.
Name me one cool Killer Instinct character.
Not gonna happen.
The one with the purple and the leather. I don't know.
Yeah, the ninja?
All of them.
Fucking like, what's his name? Like Jago or whatever? Okay, might as well be. So obviously, no one can do that. Name me one not like fucking totally embarrassing 90s fucking total shit SGI reject awful hunk of fucking shit character out of Killer Instinct.
Inferno, I guess. I don't know.
There's like... they're so bad. Like, if you... One character is just worse than the next.
Yeah.
Embarrassing... Fucking Mortal Kombat wannabe.
They made
Mortal Kombat look like the deepest, like most nuanced, fucking amazing design character.
They
game.
Missed the boat to bring that back though. There was a period I think where they could have done something with that. But now everybody who liked that is like 40
think so.
Years
as,
old.
As long
like
as it comes with a copy of the Killer Cut theaters. CD.
I think I still have that.
Dude, right. Whoever my thing is, if fucking Killer Instinct shows up. Whoever the fuck greenlit Conker shit at Xbox still has a job. Yeah. No, I can't even say it's Ken Lob. I hope it's not Ken Lob. Whoever it is who greenlit that bullshit still has a job at fucking greenlighting Banjo-Kazooie Puzzle Piece Adventure or whatever. Still has a job at Microsoft because he is fucking doubling down on this 90s nostalgia bullshit.
Yeah.
This, I think, is Kid Icarus syndrome, where somehow, because a rumor is repeated often enough, somebody starts to believe that people actually want it.
Right.
No one is asking for this game. Nobody wants this game unless this game comes out and has some new fucking crazy paradigm that is like the new Minecraft or whatever, and completely has nothing to do with the old Killer Instinct. That this thing comes out and is just trying to be Street Fighter 4, like
Microsoft,
good fucking luck.
I could see Microsoft paying to get it into Evo.
Good God. Ugh. I almost hope it's there just to see like what they do with this character, what they do with the characters.
Like, I hope they don't update the characters' designs at all. We wanted to keep this intact so the fans could identify
it. Using the actual SGI workstation.
Right. Well, the worst one was the boxer dude with like his like
TJ combo.
Yeah.
Oh, you
Jesus
remember.
Jesus Christ. Ugh. All right, Banjo-Kazooie 4, speaking of that stuff, whatever. Apparently, there's a Kickstarter for, like, a puzzle-grabbing adventure that got kickstarted, so apparently some people miss that, like, collect-a-thon stuff.
That is definitely a game series that I just never got.
Like, me neither. I did not ever like Banjo-Kazooie, even when it was Dream, and it was going to be the thing that saved the Nintendo.
Methadone for Mario 64. That's all that series was. Really? It was like, you're not going to get another Mario game, so here is, like, some
one that's
thing
like
just 60% to tide you over.
Good.
Yeah. It's
not
just like
nearly as good.
You're going to hate yourself afterwards, but you're going to use it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because basically, desperate. You were playing a game as Crash Bandicoot with a backpack.
Right. Well, then they remade it like 5 times, right? They had Donkey Kong was another like 3D Mario wannabe.
Awful, terrible stuff. On the other hand, Forza 5, that's probably pretty much in the bank as going to be a good game. Can't really figure it out or care about it. Quantum Break, we talked about last episode. Not
yeah,
really.
Whatever.
Didn't we'll show see. Me anything to get excited about.
Yeah.
I really hope it doesn't have bullet time. But I will say, like, the more I hear other people talk about, what's the name of that studio?
Remedy.
There you go. Yeah. It's telling that I don't know who they are because I didn't really play those games. But everybody's really excited about that. So that is going to make me give that another look. Halo Spartan Assault, which actually
is
was.
This real?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Announced.
That's a mobile
and shown.
Game.
Oh, a mobile game.
Mobile and Windows 8.
Yeah.
It's basically like Smash TV with Halo, and I have friends who work on the franchise, so maybe we'll just keep moving along. what is Rise? R-Y-S-E.
That is a Crytek game that was supposed to be for the Xbox 360. That was a Kinect-only game that they've, I guess, moved to the crossbow.
You're not allowed to put games out like that and change the spelling. That's like something from like 15 years ago. Please, no more.
Rise.
It would fit Killer Instinct's rebirth quite well, actually.
Maybe the new Killer Instinct is going to be K-Y-L-L-Y-E-R.
It would be totally K-Y. Maybe Killer Instinct's with a Z on the end.
Everybody has sunglasses.
Actually, are they gonna? Oh, everybody, are they gonna have one on the end of like franchise games that are now?
Oh God!
Like, is that gonna be their Tomb Raider 1?
Oh,
Killer Instinct 1. Yes, you hadn't thought of that, had you?
I had.
A secret level of shame has just been opened up to you that is possible only with the power
Halo
of the Xbox One,
the power of the cloud, infinite
Halo 1. Oh.
It's, you know, 2 weeks in now, or 3 weeks on now, whatever it's been, like, it has been a problem. Like, several times I have been confused into thinking people are talking about the old Xbox.
It takes
and
everyone.
And everybody's saying X-Bone. Like, it's not even like...
I like Tom's version, Crossbone.
Yeah, but I mean, no one's going to do that. That's a Japanese, like,
dude, also, like, it, no matter what, it's instinctual. It's whatever. It's like saying PS1.
Right.
If
there was a PS... O-N-E.
Yeah,
PS1. And there is an Xbox One, so it's going to just...
Right.
It's going to take time. We'll get over it. We'll get through this.
A little pretentious now that I think about it.
Fable 4. I think the bloom is kind of off that series.
Like the bloom filter?
Well, no. The bloom filter is definitely on. The bloom is off the rose in terms of my excitement.
Fable's one of those things I don't get.
For that series.
Fable's one of those that's like... I
however it sells. Yeah. I mean, I like the first one okay.
Didn't
it just
they announce a remake of the
lost
first?
Itself.
I believe they did.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm completely out of the loop on that. Crackdown 3, I'm going to say this is like a fan wishing.
Did you see the dashboard? The dashboard at the Xbox conference, on the bottom left, there was the those things you collect in Crackdown was one of the icons on screen.
Oh,
the agility orbs or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, I change it to Crackdown 3. Definitely going to be
at
the conference.
There.
Hopefully they learned the lessons, you know, from the second one.
What are the lessons from the second one?
Well, I don't entirely know. Well, I guess
people give a shit about your game.
Part of it was, you know, they basically didn't go with the original developer, and they made it in the same city as the first game, and they kind of retread a lot of like old ground. But I mean, right. You know, given a new city and a new world and kind of the same basic ideas of the first game, that game was really fun. It's just really freaking fun to jump around the city.
Connect-enabled orb gathering, John. No. For or against?
Reach out and grab your orbs.
Yeah, Xbox.
No thanks.
Gather orbs.
I'm as we go through this list, I'm starting to see like this pattern of a bunch of sequels to games that came out 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Gee. Yeah. Welcome to E3. E3 Archer! All right. So Fortnite. Wait, this is Fortnite.
That's because the idiot who wrote it out misspelled it.
Hey,
sorry. Nice. He's a nice guy.
So Fortnite. I guess this is rumored that this would be Xbox One exclusive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what is that?
I could
again?
See it. That's the Epic Minecraft wannabe kind of Left 4 Dead
that.
Minecraft.
They didn't cancel that?
No.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be a PC game too. So
I'm sure it will be PC. Yeah, eventually.
I don't care.
So you don't, what are you saying? You saying you don't think it would be Xbox One? Or?
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe. It's Epic, so I don't know.
Dead Rising 3 maybe becoming the rumor for this now, too. This is getting into the Capcom rumor.
That was confirmed by Crazy Buttocks on a Train.
Okay. So. Was it confirmed
as... beloved Buttocks man.
As a Microsoft exclusive.
Yeah. As an Xbox exclusive. I believe it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That'll be interesting. That's another.
I don't know if people still care about Dead Rising, but we'll see.
It's kind of a same position as Crackdown 3, right? It's like a. Yeah. It's like a.
I look back on Crackdown more fondly than Dead Rising, but yeah, you're right. You're right. It is do or die.
Really? Like the first Dead Rising, you weren't into that?
Not as much as the first Crackdown. I love Crackdown, man. That game was great.
I'm the exact opposite. I would love the first Dead Rising, first Crackdown. I played and enjoyed, but didn't go nuts on.
Oh, I love Crackdown.
Battlefield 4, Witcher 3.
Nope.
Witcher 3 would be interesting if they were able to swing that as a console exclusive. I think that's what they're talking about with Fortnite too. There would be a console exclusive.
Did they not announce Witcher 3 for PS4 already? I thought they did.
I think they might have.
Maybe. Probably.
You're getting into the area of this list now where I pretty much don't care about any of this crap.
Really? Like, Homefront 2? Nope. I honestly don't know what that is.
Wasn't that like the press A to jump into Mass Grave meme game?
Probably.
And the next one on the list, Beyond Good and Evil 2, is to me the evidence that this list was made by some fanboy, because nobody wants that. Like, that's one of those things where like the vocal minority thing. Like,
it's a fan favorite, but so is Mirror's Edge 2. And actually, this seems like there's some fire to the smoke on this Mirror's Edge 2.
Mirror's Edge 2, though, they didn't like shove it down our throat and like flood us with it. So I think there's room for a Mirror's Edge 2. Like, the first game was pretty well received. It was cool. It was different.
Made me dizzy as fuck.
It was one of the few EA games that wasn't, like, you know, completely offensive at the time.
Release it for the Rift.
League of Legends would be maybe a coup. Who knows?
That's the big kind of, like, that could be the biggest megaton.
Is this for real?
Because, I mean, League of Legends is obviously the biggest game in the world right now.
Would it end up being a megaton on a console?
No.
It's the kind of thing I can see Microsoft paying a shitload of money for, though, thinking... Yeah. Hey, there's a chance here. This could be huge.
It could Unfortunately, be another Minecraft, right?
It's a sideshow, I think.
We had friends telling us at E3 about how their like son, like one of our friend's son, is like super into. He's not even like you know.
But that's a game you play with a keyboard and a mouse. Like, you're clicking. It's an RTS.
So that's the question
that you play one
Can
guy.
Can they break?
Connect.
Diablo's got to be doing something too. I mean, they're different games, but.
But I don't see anybody like seriously playing League of Legends on a three or an Xbox.
Well, not seriously, but I think their play is like, hey, you're not going to be winning any tournaments, but maybe you will. Guy who would never play it on a PC is going to play it here.
That game's going to look fucking ugly compared to the rest of your Xbox games, by the way.
You think so? You don't think they're going to do anything to make it look nicer?
PC ported?
Yeah.
Hawking console exclusive. These are getting into other legends, other rumors here.
I like to call them legends.
Well, League of Legends is here as well, and so is Mirror's Edge 2.
This is a separate rumor thing?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Halo 4
about some exciting, interesting, unique rumors?
Halo 4 2 with cross-platform play with 360 version.
I could see that actually being something.
Almost kind of
yeah.
Really? That. Well, think
they
about
need something in the middle, right?
Made by Square Enix, I'm guessing.
If they make Halo 4 babies or whatever, like Halo 4 Spawn or whatever, expansion pack or whatever, like,
yeah.
Are you going to just make it be its own multiplayer universe, or are you going to tie it back in with people playing on the existing thing? I don't know. I don't know how you would do it. I don't know. And it brings up a lot of questions, but at the same time, it's like,
they need to do something, and you know it's probably not going to be 5 for this fall, but they got to have Halo something at launch, right? So maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's something like that.
They should have Halo something at launch.
They're going to have Halo the TV series at
launch. Insomniac new IP exclusive?
No.
You don't think so?
Not after Fuse. I don't want some focus tested.
Well, no, but I mean, you don't think that this is not saying like how bad you want it or whatever. Just do you think it's going to happen?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. I mean, Insomniac, I felt, was on a pretty good run for a while there. Like, they were not making stuff that really hit, but they were like a lot of near misses. And then Fuse happened, and I don't know now. Like, they went away from Sony. Fuse happened, and now I'm sort of like, I don't know. Where are they headed? Are they going in a good direction, or are they going down the drain?
I could see them doing a Microsoft game, though.
Yeah.
I could see them kind of...
I could see Microsoft thinking that they're worth more than they are worth and then paying them to do something.
I don't.
Sure.
Like, with the right project, I think they're still like a very formidable, great studio, but I think they need to be led. Like, I would kill for an Insomniac developed and Nintendo produced game. I feel like probably awesome. I feel like
they need to be more confident about their own ideas and not leave it all to,
I feel like that's the one thing about Insomniac. I think if you look back at their entire canon, I feel like it has all been chasing whatever they think is the popular thing at the time,
right?
It's been
totally. Resistance was the Halo wannabe.
Spyro was the, you know, Mario Crash whatever
Jack
thing. Jack and Daxter was
that was
then Mario
was,
64
Jack and Daxter was Naughty Dog.
Yeah.
I'm getting my shit mixed up. I'm sorry. Ratchet and Clank, which actually I feel like that was where they kind of came into their own. I mean, it was
character
action game, but they actually started to do something.
They put their own slant on it. That was
But the thing is, like, every time I play Ratchet and Clank, it just feels soulless to me. I could never get into those games at all.
I think you can't have the mainstay of your studio be crazy, interesting weapons. Like, that's something that everyone's like, Insomnia always has these crazy, interesting weapons. Like, yes, okay, but that can't be, it needs to be something more fundamental like storytelling or amazing feeling gameplay or really original ideas or like epic scope, or it has to be something more like that. And the thing that keeps coming back, Insomniac doesn't make horrible games with, And I will say for Fuse's sake, And one of my really good friends, Brian Antar, who worked with me on EGM, was like one of the producers on Fuse. So
Fragile Eagle, I believe.
Fragile Eagle, you might know him as. So for his sake, and he made fun of me when I got pissed off at reviewers for not playing White Knight Chronicles multiplayer before they reviewed it. He made fun of me mercilessly for that. But still, for his sake, I will say, like, if you're out there and you at all think that Fuse might be something you'd be into, play a multiplayer, because by all accounts, that's the way to play it. And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people didn't give it the fair shake on multiplayer because of certain parts of single player. So for his sake, I don't ask that you like it, but if you're interested, I ask that you try it. And I'm clearly saying that because he's my friend and I like him. And I'm going to be sleeping on his couch at E3.
E3
hype train! So anyway, back to the shit. Dead Rising 3 exclusive, have him here too. Killer Instinct, blah, blah, blah. You know, these are actually a gaffe summary of rumors, so this might have actually come from the other thread, so it's not really lending it any credence. Let's get into the other systems. PS4, rumored weird stuff. Actually, before the rumored weird stuff, let's get into the PS4 stuff that we know is going to be there. Is this, here it is, Beyond Two Souls.
Okay,
actually PS3, right?
That got a release date already, but that's coming out soon. It's coming out in like October or something.
That's their PS3 kind of tentpole title.
Wait, are we on PS4 now or what? What are we doing?
Yep, we're in Sony land.
Okay, we're not going to start with the big one, I guess.
What, go
the Last Guardian, is it going to be there? What's the deal?
You tell me.
I think at this point
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked
register
it was, I'm shocked it wasn't at the, you know, the initial PS4 unveiling. I thought for sure they were going to show it there. It's got to be here.
If it's there, I'll be excited, but I yeah,
you don't want to be let down anymore. Your heart's been like dragged across the tracks too many times.
It's going to be there. It's going to be there.
Don't say
there's no other time
unless you really mean it,
except for at this E3.
Yeah,
this is the time. This is the moment. This is do or die time for Sony. This is, even if it's not until next year, and if I had to guess, I would say fall next year, just to be whatever, safe, I guess. Not even safe. Maybe it's going to come out in 2015. But I don't care what you got. Even if it's like up-resed video of fucking stuff they've already shown.
Wireframes.
Whatever. You show that shit. No fucking question. This is all guns on deck time for Sony. Yeah. And they seems like they know it. It seems like they know it.
I really just...
I've heard some interesting stories about Sony at E3. I think they're going to come out with some cool stuff. But that said, I do think a lot of their focus is going to continue to be on indie games, which is I think it's great because I love indie games, but I'm really curious to see how that actually pans out with the mass, you know, audience. Like, do people actually want that, or do they actually want the big guns and, you
know? They'll give the indie games their due, and that's all well and good. But
one of my predictions is Shane Bettenhausen is going to come up on stage and introduce indie games.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting predictions. Well, Last Guardian, anybody else for or against? I'm saying there, no question. Sony, I believe in you. Make it happen. It's going to happen. Believe it, folks.
1,000% it's Vita, not going to be there.
Vita exclusive. No, I
don't even say that out loud.
It's going to be PS4. Did I mention that part?
It has to be PS4. You can't put that on a PS3 now, or at least only
maybe
PS3.
It's cross-gen. I don't know.
You know what? It can't PS4. Be cross-gen. That's the kind of game that needs to have a dedicated, it's on this platform and that's it. I do agree. I think it's going to be there.
It's going to be there. I actually think, honestly, I'd like them to close the show with it. It's like, hey, there's a game you've been waiting for a long time. Yeah, one more thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if that has enough anymore to be the one more thing.
They might make a more mass market play for the one more thing if they have something else like a.
That's not the kind of game you can stuff in after like Drive Club. Be like, oh, but now into the fantasy worlds of
Last
Guardian.
Like right after,
like
Wonder,
after
Book,
Wonder Book just, 2. Yeah, after like
no,
Wonder,
that is definitely a closer.
I'm glad Wonder Book tanked because like you know what. Let's just move on.
All right. So elsewhere, Infamous Second Son, nobody really crazy about it.
Infamous, too.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying. We're not going to talk too long about it. Killzone, the game that you know has to be there and sucking up time that can be used on precious other stuff. Killzone Mercenary as well, which I'm guessing is like a Vita game.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I wish they would change the name.
The Last of Us from Naughty Dog, which is actually going to be kind of out. So I guess
I'm
just going
to
be
excited
at
to play that.
E3. Me
We're
too.
A week away or
Me
2 weeks
too.
Away, whatever.
Holy shit!
Oh, man.
So excited.
I have successfully avoided pretty much all media for that game.
I'm very excited about the making of video too, which is being manned on by some friends of ours. A video thing that's going
to
be on PSN.
Which I will watch.
So are we not able to say who these friends of ours are?
I don't know if we are or not, so I'm just not going to.
Really cool people doing it.
Yeah, Wolfenstein. The New Order
of
Machine Games.
Don't care.
Does it take place in Greece?
Maybe. Precious time.
GT6, Gran Turismo 6 on PS3.
They sucker me every time. Like,
one of my predictions is that there's also going to be.
Why don't we just do your predictions, JJ?
All right.
I'm going to just fucking. One of my predictions. Because
like when we talk about it, it's topical, okay?
let's just fucking
topical,
get your prediction.
Right.
No.
All right.
I'm going to just drop them in when they're ready.
Hype train! All right, so PS4 land, actually, where did my notes go for the multi-platform stuff? Or should we just, not the multi-platform stuff, but the other PS3 games that we kind of knew about, PS3 and PS4, Deep Down.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Hopefully gameplay. Like to see that.
Drive Club, JJ, you sounded so excited about that.
Yeah.
Flower for Vita. Plays Final Fantasy, I guess. Some kind of PS4 exclusive Final Fantasy, maybe like a rumor or something, or maybe that game that they showed.
I'm sure Versus 13 is going to show up as something else.
Uh huh.
We've been hearing that rumor for like, 18 months now? It's going to happen sooner or later.
Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 remix. I know you guys are excited as shit about that.
I think we see Kingdom Hearts 3,
by the way. Not a Disney fan.
Rain, which actually had a new trailer, the PS3 game from Sony Japan, actually.
That looks good. That game looks
interesting. I want to be able to enter in a code to make everything purple, so it will be Purple Rain, the game.
There you go.
Yeah. See what you did there. Puppeteer, also for PS3. That looks good too. Looks very good.
That looks like a game that
Sony Japan.
A lot of production value, a lot of time went into it, but I don't see that game selling a lot, but we'll see. Yeah. I hope it does well.
Tearaway from Media Molecule.
Well, yeah, that looked interesting.
Do you think they show Media Molecule's, like, whatever the shit that was, they were, whatever form that takes that they showed at the PS4 debut thing?
That'll be the Wonder Book portion of the conference, I think.
I want to see if they figured out jumping yet.
Yeah, that would be nice. The Witness for PS4, that will definitely be there.
That looked interesting.
And I think that's the main stuff in PS4 land. Anything I'm forgetting?
Well, the rumor going around is there's going to be a number of exclusives, right? But then the other rumor that just surfaced like a couple days ago is that like Microsoft is putting out money to basically make these exclusives not happen. So like it's going to be really interesting to see what ends up being exclusive and what not.
So Microsoft has $1 billion to invest in exclusive Xbox That's One insane. Titles. That's insane. That's confirmed.
Sony does not. I can just tell you right now, I can confirm right here, Sony does not have $1
billion. Sony has $1 billion, period.
They got to sell some more headquarter buildings if they want to do that.
$1 billion seems like a really large sum
but
of money
Microsoft,
for this kind of
thing. That's Microsoft like shits $1 billion. They have money to burn. Like that's the thing.
But good for them, dude. That's the way the game is played.
Yeah, well, that's what's
going to
make it exciting.
Welcome to the game. That's the way the game is played.
Exactly.
You come at the king, you best Marco, not miss.
Right. Life.
Thank you, Stringer Bell.
That's confirmed from Don Matrick and Phil Spencer.
But I want to see.
The $1 billion number.
Before we get away from Sony, though, I think I want to see this whole indie push. What's it going to mean? Like, are we going to see? Because you know they have the Pub Fund, right? And we know the Pub Fund has been doing good things, putting money behind interesting
games.
All
they need is one Minecraft. Like I was talking to a friend recently, and we were talking about like, is there a Mario 64 anymore? Like, is there a game that sells the console? Period. And then I was thinking, and we're like, okay, well, what is, does that even exist anymore? Is that paradigm outdated where one game sells your console? Even Halo arguably did it. Well, but here's the thing. My answer was, if Minecraft had been a console exclusive title, that thing would have, I think, had that effect. And so what Sony is doing potentially by betting on these indies is like that seems where those ideas are coming from. They need one to hit at that level and they need to have it sewn up right. And that's like saying, all you need to do is go out and win the lottery. I mean, that's a huge fucking thing to pull off, but at least they're out there. Like they're playing.
I mean, they are on in the console area anyway, the console space, they are the indie darling right now. And I think that is really important. And I think it's really smart. I agree. Like it's kind of a gamble. You don't know that it's going to work out.
It's more important every day. It's investing in the future.
Yeah.
And they're hungry.
Those are the games I want to play. I want to play new games with new ideas that are not like tampered with, you know, focus groups and marketing dollars and blah, blah, blah.
The best way to win the lottery, John, is to go out and buy more tickets.
Thank you for that sage advice.
Can't win if you don't play.
Exactly.
Why don't we round out now with Nintendo? We put them at the end as opposed to what we normally would do is at the beginning as a penalty to them for not having a live stage show and providing us with gifts galore and entertainment for the time being. And also being at 7 a.m.
I was going to say, making us wake up at 7 a.m.
7 fucking a.m.
I only have to stay up till 11.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, 11 p.m. your time.
In Japan.
It's actually better
Japan time. It is much better.
All right, so what are we going to see?
You guys get the prime time action.
The Xbox thing is apparently at 3 in the morning, so.
But is anyone in Japan going to watch the Xbox thing?
That's true.
Not really.
Big heavy hitter, I think Nintendo's cornerstone big push at E3, Smash Brothers.
Yes.
Which I think it has to be.
Big surprise.
That's smart.
I predict that
3DS and Wii U.
In the new Smash Brothers, we'll see Kazuma Kiryu from the Yakuza series. And Lloyd from Tales of Symphonia.
I love that we're
Because Namco's making it.
Anything that anyone is going to care about outside of Japan.
Hey, Brendan. We might see Brendan in his leather pants again.
He lives in Japan.
No Tekken or Soul Calibur characters, though. I think.
Really?
Well, I don't want them. Do you?
No, I don't.
Interesting how you like Mokujin specify or something. That.
Well, dude, that you gotta get specific. Soul
Calibur characters.
Were you were you at the podcast last year when I?
Sources.
Yeah.
All right. No. That's good. That's fun stuff. Pikmin 3 and all the other games that were supposed to be out by now. Wonderful 101.
You know what though? Two E3s in a row. It's gonna be big. Is it gonna be big? Like, well, when you hit two E3s in a row, like, you lose a lot of steam.
No, I agree. I mean, gonna be a big push. Gonna be a big presence at the show because there's not been a lot said or done around either game.
But they've
been holding
last
it back,
year too,
right?
I mean, so, yeah. You know,
the kind of irony is that last year they came out and wheeled out a whole bunch of year old third party games, and then this year they're going to be.
It's going to be really interesting.
Showing their first party stuff.
I'm super curious to know what I don't know right now, which is like, what does Nintendo have that they're holding back? There's got to be something.
Yes.
But what is it?
A 3D Mario based off of Super Mario USA, Super Mario 2.
Well, that would
be being held back.
They already said there's going to be a new 3D Mario.
Right, but I'm saying the whole part about it being like you can pick
pulling
Princess
turnips,
Peach or all that shit.
I want that too.
I would be there.
But yeah, I would be there too. But I still feel like there needs to be. I feel like this year they kind of need a new Metroid, like a retro.
Retro announcing a new Metroid and a remake of Metroid Prime 1.
I don't know if I want a
remake.
Getting into
your prediction list.
Yeah, yes, that's fine. But I feel like they need to have something like that because I mean they're blowing all this awesome stuff at the last few Nintendo Directs with like the Link to the Past.
Let me say. Sorry, JJ, yeah. Remake of Metroid Prime 1, no, because then they are branded with, you're remaking Wind Waker, you're remaking
True.
Metroid Prime 1.
Also, why are you wasting precious
this,
Metroid resources on a remake
exactly,
when you could be making a new
exactly.
I also, unfortunately, guys, the Star Fox RPG...
Star Fox Mass Effect.
It got canceled.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, unfortunately, it is happening, be unfortunate.
But
before speculation,
okay,
let's get into what's actually, we know is going to be there. Pikmin 3, Wonderful 101, Bayonetta 2, presumably maybe
I think
show
Bayonetta
gameplay
2
now.
Will be there. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Next week.
You kind of have to.
On Nintendo Direct.
Even like Luigi Wii U and stuff, new 3D Mario, Mario Kart. Did we mention Pikmin 3?
Yeah. All of those will also be playable at a local Best Buy.
It's kind of depressing though, man.
Okay, like, so now what's a surprise? Like they got to announce some stuff that's not just games. What's some
Wait, not just games?
Feature type stuff. Like, hey, now you're also going to be able to...
Vitality sensor back again.
I think we're going to get a price drop.
Okay.
$199 with a pack-in.
Do you do that at E3?
That's an interesting call, and I would be on board, except for E3 doesn't seem like Nintendo's style to announce that at E3. But
it's almost like
they're doing things different
failed.
This year, right. And I think they need it, and I think it's smart. I could buy that. I give that like a 50-50.
Did we mention Mario Kart?
Or maybe a different pack-in. Maybe different pack-ins with new games coming out this fall. They keep the price the same, but you basically are getting like a $60 game that everybody's going to want. Maybe stuff like that.
Well, maybe they're going to have Wii Sports U or something as, you know, a new pack-in or something. I think they kind of need that. I think
Think they do a Wii Sports U? Do you think sell Nintendo Land out like that?
Yeah, because Nintendo Land obviously is clearly not doing what they were hoping it would do. I mean, not that it's not a really interesting,
but why would
awesome,
Wii
fun
Sports
game, but it's
2,
not the mass market thing that they
wanted. But it doesn't even make sense. The whole point of Wii Sports was that you could play sports.
But I think at this point, there's just so many people out there who would just hear Wii Sports U and buy it anyway, even if they don't think about it and think that it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
I don't think
so. You still use the Wii remote on Wii U when Wii U.
Yeah, but still, goes in the whole branding problem that they have. It's just I don't see that being effective.
What if new 3D Mario?
Well, that's one of my predictions.
New 3D Mario title pack in. Boom.
Yeah, no, that it was either it probably will be two different sets, one with Mario Kart, one with a new Mario.
I don't know.
That'd be big.
We'll see.
Little Wind Waker pack for those for those fans.
Do we see Zelda?
I know that's a tricky thing because you have Wind Waker, so how and you also have Link to the Past 2.
I don't think we see new Zelda.
Do you confuse people by having too many Zeldas? However, you gotta tease a new Zelda, really? Do you don't think that you got to?
I mean, I could see there
they
being
already
like
something
maybe
like 2
in their
years
Nintendo
ago.
Direct showing like a teaser video and that's it. It's not at the show in any other form or anything, maybe, but like at that point, why even do it at E3? Like wait a I don't know. It's not the same as it used to be. They've got these Nintendo Directs every 2 months now. I don't know that now is the time to show a new Zelda when you've got Wind Waker coming out.
Do you think they'd scale down what they're gonna show because it's a Nintendo Direct and not because it's E3?
Well, I didn't think about it that far, but I just feel like in terms of Zelda, it doesn't make sense to show another one when you've got one coming out this fall. Like, you need people to be thinking about Wind Waker and the new 3DS
one. Yes, true, but I don't think with a remake, I think you're in a little bit of a unique territory.
Yeah.
And I think you got to get people excited for the thing that's going to be ground up.
Here's what you could visuals. Do. Here's what you could do. Tell me this doesn't work. You announce that the next Zelda is going to have a pack-in demo with Wind Waker. Therefore, you can show it, but you can also be at the same time pimping
right.
Wind Waker.
There you go.
That's an idea.
Yeah.
I've actually got a
that would be a really good idea.
On this one.
Okay, go ahead.
Probably unlikely, admittedly, but I think they'll probably talk about Shin Megami Tensei 4, obviously, since that's coming out in a couple months. But I think that after they do that, maybe talk about how much Fire Emblem sold, I think we might actually see the first Fire Emblem Cross Shin Megami Tensei or whatever it's called.
Oh, announced maybe. For the US?
Yeah. I could maybe see it happening just with the sales of Fire Emblem. I think it'd be surprising.
Maybe.
I think it,
maybe. You know, I wonder how much time they spend on that 3DS? Stuff. Yeah, just because they have an hour. We know they have an hour. So, well, yeah. Do they just go games? I'm interested in the games part, but I'm also interested in, do they announce the next step for the Miiverse? Do they announce like, hey, yeah, stream your games, or now all games can
take
stream
your points,
or something.
They got to show the 3DS Miiverse, right? At E3.
They
I
got
think.
To.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess that's
and they got to show the
there.
Next, like, whatever the next big firmware thing is, like, the next, you know, little in-game, I mean, in-system RPG or whatever, and the new hats and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
All that shit probably has to get shown, too.
They need something more than that, though, right? Not as far as the 3DS, but as far as the Wii U, right? And they need the fucking... This
Wii
now
U needs,
needs to be the Ambassador Program Renaissance.
Wii U
like,
needs a miracle.
Free games. Hey, fucking log on. You're going to get 10 free like Wii U Virtual Console games. They need something.
Wii U needs a miracle right
along
now.
The lines of, yeah, they need an ambassador. Like a, it needs those fucking rub the goo on the shocker things and the
right.
What is that? Whatever the fuck that's called. Defibrillator.
Well,
it needs that big time.
You know, they there's this rumor going around now, which I put stock in. I think it's true that they are going to pull back the basic set, and because they just announced a deluxe
deluxe set
in Japan.
Talk about that a little bit. Talk about all the stuff they talked about there.
So they announced a few things this week. I don't know what the occasion was, but they did. One of the main thing they announced in Japan was that there's going to be a white version of the deluxe set now.
Yeah.
Previously, it was only black. And then this is accompanied by a rumor that hit in the West recently that the GameStop, I believe, or somebody got people got emails basically saying that the basic set is getting recalled. They're just going to have deluxe set from now on. So there's going to be one SKU. You can get it in white
that
or black.
That would be weird.
That would be weird, but I see that happening. But I also, I as a guy who bought a white one just to have like a white and a black one because my Japanese one is black, I'm pissed off if I'm the guy who bought the basic set and now they're offering the white one in deluxe. So I feel
yeah,
like
where's my ambassador
there needs to
program.
Be some ambassador something or other for
yeah.
me. But the other stuff, they also announced a better, what is it, battery pack for
yes.
the Wii U gamepad.
Yeah.
And they also announced, weirdly, like 7 years later or whatever, they finally announced a battery pack for the Wii Remote. So now you can actually not have to use real batteries.
Took them long enough to figure out how that old technology works.
This is all in Japan, by the way. I don't think they announced this stuff formally in the US, but I'm guessing they will at E3.
Wii U gamepad battery costs like $30,
which is a pretty cheap price. I think.
Offers players between 5 and 8 hours of life.
You know what?
As
it needs
to
it.
Three
I'm not
to five.
Gonna lie. Mine, like my battery, has died several times.
I only play with it plugged in.
It is kind of sad, really.
Yeah.
Oh, that's you animal. It's awful. Playing like a fucking goddamn animal.
Well,
Wii remote charging stand and battering pack. That's Wii remote, not Wii U.
Yeah.
Right.
Coming out July 13th in Japan for about $42. Like, what the
it
fuck
comes
is going
with the controller,
on?
Right?
I think so.
Okay, I hope so.
It comes with a replacement battery, backplate, and charging stand.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh.
According to Nintendo Full Charge V, the station takes 90 minutes and offers more than 13 hours of gameplay. Like, what is going
90
on
90 minutes for 13?
Did they find a warehouse or something full of this thing? Like, what? This makes no sense to
I
me.
Don't, yeah, I don't know where that came from. It's
and then,
weird.
Yeah, so a white version of the 32 gig
right.
thing, so you can get the color you like. Also, something we kind of forgot to talk about when we were talking about Wii U games was the Sonic games. Did you guys see the...
We never even talked
trailer.
About our last Nintendo Direct because it was so boring. But there was actually a Nintendo Direct that happened a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was one of the things they announced. This new Sonic game.
I think it looks great.
It's exclusive.
I think
that's your Sega, like, blood.
No, man. I think it looks
up.
Really good.
Yeah. Well, okay. And
really?
Those games sell. But to me, it's like, What happened between Sega and Nintendo to make this worth their while for this to be a Nintendo exclusive?
Because well, I think Sonic has always sold way better on Nintendo platforms than any other.
But it still sells on those other platforms. Like, Nintendo is not one to money hat people. So, like, is Sega getting some from Nintendo?
Must be. Because, they have that partnership for the Olympic Games, right? So maybe it's something there, too. Maybe they had some kind of thing there.
It doesn't make sense to me to not, unless you're, I mean, I really want to know what is at the other end of that deal.
Right.
To make these games exclusive. I mean, the handheld exclusive is like, what else are you going to sell it on? Yeah, of Vita course. Is like fucking
no, dead in the water. But if you're Nintendo also, man. It's like, if you're going to be money-hatting anybody, that's not the game I'd be money-hatting. There's a lot of other options they could be going after to better,
From
like,
Sega?
No, from anyone. Like, just to put money out to get exclusives, to get people interested in their platform. Sonic is probably not the one.
I think it was like you were saying, though, it was like an easier get, right? Because, like, a lot of these guys are like, fuck you.
Right.
Why would I do that? What other third party has their IP sell best on Nintendo systems besides Sega?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, think about that for a minute. Is there one?
Because they don't put it on any other platform.
Yeah. Monkey Ball, maybe? I mean, then that thing's not selling That's crazy Sega, numbers. Though. So, right. No, I mean, I know, but anyway. So I guess general impressions, I'm sure we're forgetting a bunch of stuff. We definitely had a bunch of news that we weren't able to get to. Xbox One's going to be region locked. There's some question as to whether the UI is as fast as it looked like.
There's no question. That was an interesting... Wait, there's no question?
There's no question.
There is a question.
Wait, no question meaning you're saying it's true it's not as fast? Or yeah. Oh, okay.
You don't know that. And
I've seen it with my eyes, Mark.
You saw a video, the Wired video?
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw a Wired video that was recorded before the announced thing. And also, they said specifically in that video, we're speeding it up. Blah, blah, blah. You haven't seen how it's changed by launch, blah, 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 blah.
It is a little disappointing, though, that they came on the stage. I mean, I asked you about this last time, but after the podcast was over, I thought about it, and I was like, I realized, like, it is a little disappointing that you kind of knew, because you know how Kinect works. There's no way you can be on a stage in front of 1,000 people and actually talk to Kinect and expect it to hear you. So you kind of knew it was fake from the beginning. I wish they would have rather they showed us a video of it working, maybe, or like in a real environment, or just basically said straight up.
The thing is, they can't. Well, there's a lot of videos that came out if you watch the videos of all the different stuff where.
With the press and stuff?
Right.
Yeah, with all of that stuff happening.
And is it working at the proper speed?
No.
Or, oh.
It is
not even close.
What are you talking about?
Did you see the GIF? Did you see like it's like like when the TV loads up, it's not even like playing at normal TV speed.
The frame rate of the TV. Yeah. The frame rate of the TV was crappy, but it wasn't like Xbox watch TV and it sat there for like a minute and then was like brrr, like slowly the screen.
But like, it is like the screen is kind of like.
That's
loading,
a bold
loading,
statement to make. Loading. You, I mean, I guess you have to kind of figure they must know for sure it's going to work the way they said it was, or you wouldn't do that because you are asking for trouble.
I'm not. I got bigger fucking fish to fry with the Xbox One. That's the one thing I'm not like super worried about. I really think actually like one thing the press. I mean, for all the shit in the hubbub that the Xbox One has taken, I think that they've gotten away with a lot of shit, people not being critical. It's almost like
there was
this huge crazy thing about the DRM and about used games and whatever. Everybody's focused on that. The message, even from people, and this is kind of what I was trying to say to Cheapy last time when we talked about it, was like, okay, let's say that you are like, forget about that stuff. We're going to wait till E3. And I do think Microsoft is going to bring it at E3. We should talk about that after this. But I do think one thing that they've gotten away with is people not saying, okay, let's take this on your terms. TV, 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 TV. People aren't watching TV the way that you're talking about anymore.
Right.
It's all about the DVR. Like, we talked about that a little bit last time.
Right.
But that's everything now. Like, the amount of people that watch a show right when it happens is just getting less and less and less and less. Of course, people still watch shitloads of TV. TV is still a killer app as far as I'm concerned. But live TV.
Right.
Right.
And doing stuff while you're watching live TV, let's fucking pick apart that philosophy as our thrust going into the next generation. To me, that is where it's like, okay, no, I'm not aboard this boat saying that this is where everything's headed and whatever. If anything, it's the opposite. It's saying, no, deliver this not live when you want to watch it. Right. iTunes style, and also not everything up on the one screen, but pulled out into different screens, which we talked about, I guess, last time. But
yeah.
I feel like I have not read one fucking editorial talking about, hey, guess what, guys? You're jumping on the live TV boat like 20 years too late. Like, it's not even like 5 years right. too late. This trend was already starting to show, right? Like,
it's part of why
last gen happened.
It's part of why the 360 was as popular as it was, because people could watch Netflix. They could watch their, ESPN
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. It's like, hello, this is the shit that people are watching. And the other kind of playing maybe this game where it's like maybe DVR down the road and whatever. But it's like, that is the shit that everybody's going to care about. Everybody mm-hmm. is fine with it as the cable box if it replaces their Comcast piece of shit thing. If it just replaces it watching live TV, that's fine and that's nice. But that is not a real replacement. That's right. just one more fucking thing. Like,
yeah, well, I mean, if anybody, listeners out there, if you've seen stories or where the press actually is taking them to, to task on this stuff, tell us. I want to read about it. I haven't really read much of it yet. I totally hear what you're saying. And like, it really bothered me like the week of the announcement when you're getting news stories with all those. I was really upset about it last podcast, but like you were getting these numbers in these news stories about like the transistors and shit. And it's like, that doesn't even mean anything. Do not regurgitate this stuff. Give me some information. Take those guys. If when you're giving out that kind of information to the consumer as if it means something, you really got to take them to task on that. Like, what does that even mean? What are you saying?
Yeah, I think, and rightly so, I understand why the focus is on the things that it has been on. But I think, there's always the backlash and the backlash, the backlash, and the backlash, the backlash, so the backlash. I don't know where we are right now or whatever. But my thing is like, listen, I'm not jumping on a bandwagon. I honestly, let's take this even on Microsoft's terms. Fine.
Sure.
This is where your thrust is. Let's actually question that. Like the answer, Giant Bomb does the interview Dump Truck, and Jeff Gerstmann asked the guy kind of our question about, hey, why, like, you're putting stuff on the same screen. Mm. Why are you doing that when, like, what's the use cases and whatever? And his thing, I mean, it was very telling, just had no answer.
Really?
Whatsoever. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say he had some pre-cooked answer that like
no, not
wow.
even. Not
he probably was
even.
Sitting there thinking, oh yeah, you're right.
It was just like well, I gotta buy. I mean, basically his answer was we don't know what people are gonna do. People are gonna come up with new ways of formatting their web page and whatever where it's going to make a difference. And I'm not going to count that out. Maybe somebody will come up with a Twitter thing or something that I actually want to have beside when I'm watching TV. Maybe somebody will think of that. But like, this is like smart glass all over again, where you're telling me this is the future. This is the thing. And yeah, we don't really have an example for it, but just this is where things are headed.
Yeah,
like,
trust
you guys, show me one fucking killer example. And maybe because I'm not a sports guy that the fantasy leagues is not it. Maybe it is it for some people. I don't know. But to me, his answer was like, fuck, man. They really do not fucking know. They just do not know.
Right.
So I guess kind of ramping things up, like where are you guys sort of thinking this E3 is headed? Let's talk in terms of, because it's fun and this isn't E3 or anything realistic at all, but because it's fun, let's talk about this in terms of Sony versus Microsoft versus Nintendo. How do we come out of this PC? The conferences, how do you guys expect them to perform? What do you think the focus is going to be on? Speculation, bullshit, go.
Let me just finish with a few of the predictions that I have. I think GTA 5 shows up at Sony.
Really?
Not at Microsoft. And I think there's going to be a PS4 version of GTA 5.
So you think next-gen exclusive? On PS4.
I wouldn't say next-gen exclusive, but that's going to be a game that is on the PS4 at E3 and not at Microsoft's conference.
Oh, and not shown on Xbox One.
Right.
But maybe when it comes time to launch, it's out on Xbox One.
That's really, I mean, I would be interested to see that, but that's really hard for me to fathom because Sony doesn't have money. And if you don't have money, what else is going to get GTA at your thing exclusively?
What about Agent? A surprise next-gen PS4 that Microsoft
I forgot about
Rockstar
that
exclusive. Game that was coming for
PS3. I don't
think
you want to show that now, though, if you have GTA 5 coming out this fall. Like, you probably want to wait till next year.
True.
It's hard to say. Like, I do feel like, Microsoft's been talking a lot of game about how they've got all this shit lined up for E3, and then they're going to kill Sony or whatever. I think there's probably some truth to that. I think they're probably going to have a lot of really heavy hitters. But at the end of the day, I think people, like, the image that people have of the X-Bone is getting worse and worse by the day. And like exclusive games probably will do a little bit to help their image.
No,
but
it'll do a lot.
I think at the end of the day, though, people are going to still look back at all this other shit and just be like, well, yeah, no, no, thank you.
Let's like, focus on E3. Like, how, okay, their E3 showing.
I think maybe Microsoft has the best conference. Sony has a really good one.
Really? You think that?
Yeah. I think so too.
And, really?
Yep.
And I think
really?
In terms of let's
I guess
let's
it depends on who
base
the,
what we're
the
judging
judge.
This. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for me personally, like games that I want to play and whatnot, I actually think Sony will probably get the edge. There'll be some indie
sure,
titles.
Right. Totally, totally.
Some other things. As far as the exclusives they show, like I said, I think Last Guardian's going to be there. That's a big fucking plus.
Sure.
I don't know the other exclusives that they would have that would really get me excited, but I think the third-party games that they choose to show there will probably mesh better with me. I love for fucking Dark Souls. Dark Souls should be...
Oh, God,
they should be fighting over who gets to show Dark Souls 2. I hope it's Sony... Anyway,
that's one of my things. But
so
yeah.
But I see Microsoft having more stuff like, let's say, Mirror's Edge 2 happens that personally I don't care much about, but I right. see a lot of people getting buzz about Killer Instinct. I don't know that it's going to be too, yeah, much buzz about it, but they think it's going to.
The Killer Moose.
I think they're going to have, I think they're going to have paid for a bunch of exclusives. They have that Respawn thing.
Yeah.
If they show Call of Duty again.
But again, it's who is the judge, because a lot of these exclusives that I could see them paying for are not shit I really care
about. Right. So I'm saying the internet in general, okay. in terms of the buzz they get and stuff like that, I can see Microsoft winning. And as far as me personally, the stuff I'm interested about, I don't know what Microsoft has from Japan. Let's put it that way, too. Like, I'm guessing not a lot.
I don't think they show anything.
No, Japan. They're going to show stuff. I think they have a token. Well, Kojima.
That's game.
Yeah. Fun,
right? Well, we talked about that.
But
yeah,
that won't
that's
be
true. That's
well,
true.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay,
fair enough.
It depends
fair
on,
enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think they, you're right. I
think that's
think
a fair.
That. But I
see that at Sony, though, to be honest.
I think that's a. I could see
really?
That being a Microsoft. Yeah. No, I think it's going to be one or the other. And if I had to pick one, I'd pick the one with the deep pockets. So I'm going to say Microsoft. But we'll see.
I think you
Kojima
know Kojima has to answer
Sony for a while though for
yeah Kojima has years. To answer to the Japanese fans, and I think Japanese fans are gonna kill him
right but E3 is like
that's
the
true.
World stage it's not well yeah
but know, then again he did show up last time at their
yeah.
thing right tap
well,
on the shoulder
but Metal Gear Solid 4 was a PS3 game still at the end
so,
of the day
so you think and you think Microsoft does hold to this thing of games
yeah I think they will you
but
know
they have to now after all the shit they said about
yeah.
it
yeah actually more the more I think about it though I think the games shown at Sony will probably wow more because they'll have better graphics especially first party stuff
you think so
oh
well,
yeah
maybe
yeah.
I'm not even thinking about graphics though I mean
but I mean that's you know it's a next gen reveal so you're gonna want to see like the pretty graphics
well My,
what about
Mark,
what about
still...
well no I just well, while we're on JJ what do you think about Nintendo how do they do do they underwhelm do they
I think Nintendo
do they meet expectations
well meet expectations and I think Mario is going to excite a lot of people
you think new 3D Mario actually is not just like Mario Galaxy but it's
yeah
I mean, not
but
literally a Mario Galaxy but it's like a new paradigm on 3D
I think
Mario.
So
yeah
really
I
what would that paradigm
so
be
so hope you're right well that's
I don't
that's
know.
Why we're not
yeah
Nintendo.
I just no, I know, but well, yeah. I 100% agree, but I don't know. I can't see it. Again, it goes back to that conversation we had like a year ago. Like, what's next? Like holograms or something. I don't know what it could be, but like...
I see like Smash Brothers is the crowd pleaser. Mario is the wower.
Smash Brothers is a strong card to pull for sure. And they are going to pull it for sure.
Yeah. They said they were, so...
Yeah. Well, no, definitely.
Elsewhere?
I mean, well, my thing is I think this is like Sony's show to lose, at least in my eyes. You know, I am my own judge. But I mean, I feel like Sony has the best shot of having stuff that I wasn't expecting. Because I'm expecting big games from Microsoft, but I'm expecting a lot of sequels. I'm expecting a lot of shit that doesn't necessarily appeal to me. But
sure.
from Sony,
but Microsoft
I'm,
said 15 games, 8 new IP.
Yeah, but
right?
you know that rumored list? I know it was rumored and probably a bunch of it is BS, but a lot of it is how I imagined their 15 games. Like
totally.
This 2 and that 3 and that 2 and you know, like it just
well,
bunch
7
of
them,
shit I don't really care
and
about.
Fantasia.
7 of them are sequels and new things. Oh God, that's one of them, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it probably is one of them. No.
Fuck's sake. Jesus. God damn Christ. Do we have like a second to talk about this thing?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay, so let me just sum up the short version of that thing. Like that is a bunch of bullshit and that is like, that is a bunch of crap. Like, I say this without having seen it. Okay, maybe I'll see it and I'll give the fucking the save my ass things out here because yes, I haven't seen it. Okay, it sounds like something new and I would be into it, except that the only thing that I've seen of it is doesn't tell me anything about why, like Rock Band or Guitar Hero, there's a fantasy there. You want to be a rock star playing these awesome fucking songs.
Mark.
Even if you like Bruno Mars, you don't want to be like out there fucking like manipulating stars and mana, JJ.
Imagine that you're in the ocean and some fish swim by you. imagine so, there are fish swimming by you singing under the sea, and you wave your hand over these crabs on the ground, and then they sing.
It didn't work the first time. Try it again. Easy hard true. Get the E3 scooter. E3 excitement scooter.
Imagine.
Let me finish, okay?
Just imagine.
So wait, real fast.
Fantasia.
Real fast. I wasn't even sure it was fucking real Fantasia until you see the font at the end. And I was like, okay, wait a second. Somebody paid us a shitload of money to come up with an idea that roped in Fantasia, has nothing to do with it.
The concept is basically you are Mickey Mouse making everything make music.
But how are you even Mickey Mouse?
By waving your hand.
But you are like... Oh,
and you
God.
Have to...
Come on, it's time to move on.
That video, is hey, like Tim and Eric.
Xbox.
Awesome show. Great job. Oh, God. I didn't even know you had a Mickey Mouse fucking voice. That's awful.
Okay.
But you're like, woo, I'm wondrous with the stars and whatever. It's like that mind-blown Tim and Eric gift. Like, that, the game. It's like...
That would be better.
That would be great, actually. Embrace that. That would be awesome. I would love a Kinect game where all you did was make the motion about your head about mind being blown. And it just...
Call the game mind
showed
blown.
Explosions happening.
Yeah,
I would pay money for that more than I would pay for fucking what I saw of Fantasia.
Xbox Indies, get to work.
Damn it.
Anyway,
and I love Harmonix, but gotta fucking say that shit.
I think it's Sony's show to lose. I think the Indies are gonna be the big difference to me. But here's something: I had a few predictions.
What Indies
but
are you like? This is gonna be amazing.
The
like,
ones that witness? I'm not that I don't know about. No, okay. No. The ones that haven't been announced.
So
yet.
You think you're gonna leave E3 buzzing about the indie games that were shown at Sony's press conference?
I want to be. I hope so. Yeah. I don't. Okay. I'm not saying that's like a surefire thing, but given their stance recently and everything else and the way they've been acting lately, it seems to me this is gonna be like an indie heavy E3, and that's what I want. So I'm happy about
okay.
that. I had a bunch of other predictions, but I'm going to skip most of them. But one, I think, is pretty important. So what I really want to see, this is less a prediction and more just like me kind of projecting what I want to happen on E3. But what I want to see at any conference, but really more Sony conference, is I want to see... So we're all excited about Dark Souls 2.
Yes.
Dark Souls 2 is going to be somewhere. There was a rumor this week that it's going to be... That's one of the games Microsoft bought for their conference. Which
E3
Hydra! I want to see what Miyazaki's up to. Miyazaki, the guy who actually made Dark Souls.
So I heard that's going to be here somewhere.
You did?
I did.
Oh, well, I didn't hear that, but that was my prediction. I want to see Miyazaki's game. I want to see what it is, because that could be huge.
So that could be fucking very wishful thinking, wishful fanboy thinking. It wouldn't surprise me that
Bright
that's
Souls.
There, but yeah.
Where you have a magic fairy wand.
I want to see whatever he's doing next, and I want it to wow me in the way that Dark
Fantasia Souls
yes.
Kinect enabled Fantasia Souls.
Some musical version of Dark Souls.
Bruno Mars exclusive
live playable, on Broadway.
Playable skin.
One of my other predictions that is more of a projection that I think is definitely not going to happen, but I would like to see Nintendo say that like Mother 3 is going to come out in English.
Mother.
Yeah, that would be great. I want to see that.
Yeah.
More Mother stuff. No, how about the N64 version?
Yeah, the 3D one.
The 3D one for next gen. Yes. Why, when we're wishing for this shit, why don't we just...
Well, that's what Mother 3 turned into. It's
pull
the same
out all
game.
The stops.
Reach for the stars.
That's not the same game.
It is the same game. All they did was make it 2D. It's the same story, same characters. That they basically took that game and just made it 2D.
Yeah, but it's not the same game when it's a full 3D world and it turns into like a 2D whatever thing, right? Chris Kringle, you got anything?
I'm just excited to see like what third-party exclusives happen, because we haven't seen like third-party exclusives for a long time. Capcom has been just doing like
guess what
stuff. Yep.
EA is going to be Xbone exclusive. Actually, we didn't talk about this. What do you guys think about heretofore mobile and or social titles coming out as platform exclusive? We talked about like
Angry
League
Birds.
Of Legends. Yeah. Your Angry Birds is...
Angry Birds sounds to me like an Xbox One thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would think I cared about that. That kind mistakenly.
Of shit. That kind of shit. Any big, big iPhone or handheld exclusive app, Plants vs. Zombies, I think Zumbas, that just, whatever the fucks you guys talk about all the goddamn day.
I think that kind of thing just makes it look like... kind of silly. It's like it makes them look old hat, like, hey, we're the console guys, but we got all those mobile things you guys love.
But is it old hat when it's free to play and or costs like 99 cents and or like use,
because people want to play those games on their iPhone, not on their TV.
I don't know, man. Pulling back the Angry Bird and letting them go Kinect style is like makes a pretty convincing little video across the world to a certain segment of people who actually play Angry Birds.
The kind of people who wear like Angry Bird Daisy Dukes.
They basically made Angry Birds for Kinect already, right? That was that fucking, what's it called?
Ricketeer?
Game. Yeah, Ricketeer, yeah.
All right.
Oh, what about the Xbox Twisted Pixel guy thing? That crazy fucking motorcycle psychotic weirdo thing.
Loco Cycle.
Yeah, any weird Xbox One or PSN titles that you guys think are going to show up or excited about? What about Cappy stuff?
Yeah. Cappy, oh, hells yeah, I'm excited. Well, we know Super Time Force is going to be there again. Super Time Force. Played that. It's awesome. Want to see whatever they got coming next.
There's also the Horizon conference.
Yes,
the indie conference.
We should talk about that. So that's going to happen Thursday night. Hopefully it's going to be live streamed because I will be watching it because I will be in Seattle by that point. But yes. I'm almost more excited for that than I am for a lot of
Is that the thing I'm going to on Thursday?
So I hope so.
There's an indie thing on Thursday I'm going
to.
Okay.
That's the Venus Patrol. Okay. Cappy and Double Fine are involved. Everybody
Very
definitely check
that
out. That's going to be fucking
yes.
kick ass. Almost more excited. I want to definitely see that turn into a thing next year when the E3 hype train rolls through. Hopefully we will be making a stop at the Horizon Indie Station.
Yes.
Based on how that goes this year. So any last odds and ends, weirdo things that didn't fit in anywhere else?
Trying to think of a last minute, just crazy prediction.
Save it for the kicker.
All right.
Save it. Think about it now while we tell people about where to find us. Find us at E3. Find us at the show. Say hello.
Yeah. Last year, a whole bunch of people came up and said hi at E3. We love it. Come say hello. It's a one rare chance that we're going to be in your country.
We'll be like,
land.
It sounds like we'll be on the Giant Bomb couch.
Wednesday night, was
one
it?
One night, yeah. I'm hoping that's going to be Wednesday night, so on the live stream there.
Be sure to go up to John and Mark and tell them to tell me hi from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you can give John all your gifts and gifts of myrrh and gold and spice for JJ.
Thank you.
To bring back. Blah, 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 blah. So speaking of Giant Bomb, you can find us there.
Yes.
As in addition to where else?
Our website, 8-4.jp. We have a thread on NeoGAF, we have a Facebook. Just search for 8-4.
We have a Facebook. We
have the Facebook.
We're on the Facebooks. And, you know, review us on iTunes and stuff like that. Because you'd love us, not
you
if you hate
so
us.
Excited about.
I'm really.
We're on Twitter
iTunes.
As well. 8-4 play on
Thank
Twitter.
You. Yes.
Follow us. Listen to us
individually.
I, John, am John TV on Twitter.
I'm. Go ahead, Chris. I'm Chris Kniggy, KRISKNIGGE.
SPRSK.
At Mark MacD.
Hiroko84.
Oh, whoa.
You're there the whole time.
I was here the whole time.
So quiet during the E3 predictions.
Yeah.
Big E3 prediction, Hiroko, from you. Most excited about Nintendo, Sony, Microsoft.
Nintendo? No.
Nintendo's a client.
Nintendo.
Sony's a
good. Good. Oh, really? Nintendo. That's a good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
Me too.
And you might be, you're going to be doing some work there?
Yes, a lot of work. So I'm going to be interpreting for a client.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
Very exciting client.
Maybe we'll talk about that after the fact.
Yep.
Yeah.
An announcement that a client is going to
One
make.
I am personally very excited
At
for.
At the show, yes. That should be cool.
Yeah.
So say hi to all of us if you run into us.
Yeah.
Otherwise, tell us what you think in any of the aforementioned places. Otherwise, is there
Where
anything?
Where will we see everybody?
I missed. Yeah. Well, we're going to see you in, I guess it won't be 2 weeks unless you see us on the Giant Bombcast.
Or the
Where are you going? What are you fishing for?
What? Yeah. For the what?
The E3.
The E3.
I don't know. Oh. I'm not sure.
E3 hype train!
Is there no icing this time?
Icing?
Icing John?
No, not me.
There could be icing
you. There could be icing you.
It could be a
Zimaing.
And a Smirnoff Ice, yes, for John Riccardi. If you see him, and he'll be obligated
bring
to
a case.
Find
I'll bring it back for JJ.
No.
with that, JJ, final prediction, please.
So, okay. Last year, I said that there was going to be Star Fox RPG, and I have said that it is canceled. But there will be a Star Fox game. It's going to be a fighting game, but not just any fighting game, a dog fighting game where you have like an online.
Is this going to be long?
It's not going to be too long.
Whoa, okay, wait, stop the music. Hold on, stop. 1 fucking minute here.
Yeah.
Okay, so we recorded that, what you just heard, on Thursday nights, as we always do.
Yes.
Thursday nights, Japan time. And it's now Friday morning, and what a difference a day makes.
Yeah, this happened basically 5 minutes after I woke up this morning.
Yeah, me too. I woke up, this is like, was it like around 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Japan time? I was like, woke up to go to the bathroom, made the mistake of checking Twitter, and got so pissed off I could not go back to bed.
I didn't sleep either.
I know that feel.
I've been up since 7 too.
Okay, yeah. So basically, to summarize what happened, Microsoft took a giant steaming shit in the collective mouths of anyone who ever fucking was a fan
keep going,
of their
keep
system.
Going. Yes, yes.
Who had hopes that they actually were not going to fuck this up. You know what I should have known? I should have known when Michael Pachter, industry analyst, Michael Pachter was like, there's no way that they would do this. Everyone is freaking out over nothing because there's no way they would do this. That's what I should have known, that actually that this is what the plan was. So,
that was your stance once upon a time.
Well,
too.
No. Well, so wait. Here's two real big caveats before we continue.
It's true. It's a bit nuanced.
If Sony, the second shoe here is Sony, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if Sony comes out and does all this shit too, like, I am going to be fucking so fucking pissed. But that's the thing where I couldn't imagine that Microsoft would be so stupid and clueless to actually have done this. To be the one that's out there giving people a choice between, here's the shitty one here. You know what? Here, let's back up. Let's go over the stuff first of all.
Yeah.
So I guess the two big caveats are, let's just get this out of the way first. A, we still don't know what Sony is going to do.
Yes.
When saying this, these policies are defined now by Microsoft, but Sony has not, whatever you think, has not commented
on
the subject.
But you don't honestly think there's any chance they're going to follow this. I mean, they weren't to begin with, but after today's reaction, you really think Sony would possibly do the same thing?
Do the same thing, meaning that they would have any kind of publisher-controlled thing when you trade in your used games?
Yeah.
Do I think that's a possibility?
Do you think they're going to do that after today?
I fucking hope not. I would not after today, after the last 6 months. I would hope that Microsoft wouldn't have done that after the last 6 months.
Yeah, they can't do it now.
All right. Well, that's the one thing. And then the other thing is, we still don't really know their game lineup. So, okay, we're talking about the system. And yes, like, people are starving in Africa. I know that. Like, the government is spying on people.
Yeah.
There's more important issues. This is a fucking gaming podcast.
Exactly.
All right, we're pissed. So, all right. So, here's the announcement from Microsoft in typical, like, crystal clear, wonderful, non-confusing at all fashion.
Of course.
What the hell, man?
Let's go over all of the points of you. Just imagine that I'm trying to imagine your average Call of Duty player, as I'm saying this stuff,
yeah,
explaining this to his friend in a college dorm, okay?
Imagine if you're a mother, like, just going up to a GameStop employee and having to hear all this bullshit. Donna Walmart.
Okay, so here it is. So let's start with the good news, as apparently Microsoft decided to. So you are going to be able to buy day and date games, download them online, same day as...
Wow.
Retail releases.
Like everyone else.
There you okay. go. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Positive, more or less. There you go. Their favorite thing that they really love saying, you can access your entire games library from any Xbox One. Excuse me, no disc required. So, JJ.
Oh, wow.
You know how I always come over to your apartment and want to play games that I own and you don't?
Yeah,
and we always dreamt that maybe we could sit there and download my entire library and yes. play it on your system.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time.
We can do that. We can do that now with the power of the Xbox One has been designed to enable that behavior.
Yes.
So yes, because your digital copy of your game is stored on your console and in the cloud. So, for example, while you're logged in at a friend's house, you can play your games. I go to your house. I log in. I can play games. Okay, I'm not going to take that away from them. That is cool. That's like this cool. And you can't see because I have like an inch with my fingers.
Right.
I'm making about an inch thing. I personally haven't been in a situation where I think I would have wanted that.
Yeah.
Except maybe like, I don't know, three times in the last 15 years or so.
Maybe when I was 10.
Maybe if you're in college in a dorm.
I typically, when I want to do that sort of thing, and it's very rare, again, maybe three to five times in the last... I usually just bring the game.
Yeah.
That would be faster anyway because you wouldn't have to download it.
You don't go to a friend's house and be like, hey, what game do you want to play? You go, hey, I'm coming over. Let's play Halo.
That said, I might now be like at a friend's house and be talking about a game. And they're like, oh, that sounds cool. Well, here, I'll show you. We'll play it. Now, we'll play it, you know, once it's downloaded and whatever. But okay. Maybe the fact that I don't think I have wanted that feature that much up until now, maybe that will change. Let's be charitable with that feature because that's all they got. That's really all they got. So the other thing is yes, you can share your games across people in your home, up to 10 people. They don't specify exactly how they determine, you know, what your home is or your other family members are. Presumably it's just being on the same
land. I'm guessing it's probably people who created their accounts on your Xbox.
Well, really? You think that's it?
Yeah, because initial creation, thus tying them to your Xbox.
But I could just create an account on my Xbox and mail you the account and password.
Yeah. Maybe they also have to be on your LAN.
It's got to be based on the IP. It's doing the 24-hour checking thing. Yeah. It's got to be based on...
Judging from the rest of the stuff, I don't think this is going to be a thing you can just game to have your friends set it.
No.
You know.
Because they said
it's going to check every hour or something right. when you're not in your home system or whatever.
Right. So they don't specify that it's tied to one Xbox. So it says to everyone inside your home. So presumably if you have two Xboxes in your... household, which I don't. I mean, apparently some people care about that. I really don't.
Families.
I think that's pretty rare, but whatever. But the case with the family using the same system and wanting to play the same games, that part is okay. Taken care of. Don't worry about it.
Unless you're one of those quiverful families that have like 12 kids and stuff like that.
Quiverful?
You don't know what that is?
No.
It's don't worry about it.
Then you just pick your least favorite two kids and you don't get to play. Oh, Kris Kringle morphed into an Englishman. Hey.
Yeah, so that's basically that. All right, now we get to the fun part. So trade in and resell your disc-based games. That's the headline. That's the bolded part. So today, some gamers choose to sell their old disc-based games back for cash and credit.
You're kidding.
We designed Xbox... I love the sentence... We designed Xbox One so game publishers can enable you to trade in your games at participating retailers.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, did you see...
How did you pull that off?
The tweets from David Jaffe were like, man, if the Xbox can allow us to do something where, like, you know, we disable used games for 2 or 3 months after the game comes out and then enable it later, that'd be super cool.
Dude, really? Guess what? That's exactly what the fuck they're talking about here. So... Yes. Microsoft does not charge a platform fee to retailers, publishers, or consumers for enabling transfer of these games. Okay, so Microsoft doesn't. So, but presumably, it's now left up to the game publisher, A, whether they allow you to do it or not.
Yeah.
Which, like you're talking about, the scenario that I see, very easy scenario that I can imagine is for the first whatever months of the game's life, you can't do it, or maybe just even period.
Well, it also says participating retailers, right? So you might have to do it like only at the retailer they want you to do it.
Yeah,
so they get some kind of special cut out of
basically GameStop.
Or Target or whatever. I mean, but the point is you're limited. Like, you can't just go on, you know, to your like local whatever mom and pop shop that you
and I can't be like, hey, John, I don't know you at all, but I'm selling this game on eBay for $50. You can buy it. That doesn't happen anymore.
Well, sure, you can do that. You got to just somehow guarantee that no one else has ever played the game before besides you.
Right.
And you got to wait for 30 days
while
you register John as a friend. Which brings us to the next and final bullet point here. Give your games to friends. Xbox One is designed so game publishers, again, can enable you.
I love all these things game publishers are enabling us to do.
Yes, I feel so enabled to give
truly next gen experience
your disc based games to your friends. There are no fees charged. Gosh, thanks guys. As part of these transfers, but there are two requirements.
Oh,
one, you can only give them to people who have been on your friends list for at least 30 days.
Pause right there. What the hell is that? What is that?
So that is them making sure that you're actually only giving it to people who are really actually your friends.
What the fuck does it matter?
Because here's what matters, because your eBay scenario. Otherwise you just sell it on eBay.
That's true.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you're not, most people are not going to wait 30 days. If I just meet you and give it to you, you're going to be like, fuck, I don't want to wait 30 days. I want to do this other thing. That is them trying to say, if you're really friends with each other, I'm like, that's trying, it's them trying to knock out
only
90%
so
of the
arbitrary.
Use case scenario.
It's such a random, like 30 days. You have to be friends for 30 days.
Again, back to the frat boy describing this to his friend.
But what if, like, I friend John and then we have a fight and we defriend each other, but like a day later we make up and then we have and we friend each other again?
Well, you best rethink that.
I've had relationships that last less than a month. I mean, yeah. What
okay, so we're not finished. And each game can only be given once. So
that's
they don't
insane.
Talk about how, if there's any way to check or verify if a game has been. I mean, presumably, you know, you've known the guy for 30 days. You better trust him because I don't know how else you're going to know for sure until you get it that the game hasn't already been used again. Now, notice again, designed, this starts off, Xbox One is designed so game publishers can enable you to give your disc-based games to friends. Presumably, that also means they can unable yes. you from doing it as well. So this isn't even like a doesn't even sound like an ironclad guarantee itself.
Think of all the people who are going to get scammed at this too. Like, how are they? What if you just try to sell somebody a game that's actually no longer playable? How are they even going to know?
Well, that's
until
the
they
idea.
Get home and play it. Like,
that's the idea, though.
Do they have to like push a? What? But
people
I mean,
won't do that. People will not sell or buy because there is no way to know that.
But
so
maybe
the
they're only
going
to let you buy stuff by like trading Xbox points.
John,
or something,
John, you're
right?
going to have
because
to call.
How are you gonna, what if I just hand you cash? And then what? Like we're doing this on a good faith thing, like anything yeah. else, right? So JJ, you have a game for me, and I'm gonna buy it from you. I give you money, you give me the game. I go home. We do our little whatever you have to do, trade our, you know, prove that we're 30 friends, and then like the
right.
game's already used, and I can't use it. Like, I'm
No. But it's the same. It's think about it. The same thing as if you bought the game and it's like broken or scratched to hell or something like that. That's all. That's all.
But I wonder if they're gonna make you do the exchanges using Microsoft points instead of actual like real money.
Oh, they didn't. Well, no. I mean, they didn't say anything about that. Why?
How's it gonna know? What's it gonna do? What's it gonna do to confirm that you?
So it's when JJ buys Dark Souls 2
right.
for his Xbox One
right
and installs
that's
it,
happening
right and installs yeah. it pings in 24 hours
right,
or one
right.
hour or whatever
right
Microsoft and says, hey, this copy of Dark Souls is now officially tied to JJ's Xbox ID
right
okay, now when he gives it to you and you put it into your system and your system pings, it says, okay, only one other person has owned this game before, I'm gonna let John play this game, and you guys have been
yeah.
friends
I guess
for 30 days.
Yeah, I guess that yeah. has to check that too, right? That's the
right.
part that I'm wondering. I guess it's got to check. And what if you're not friends for 30 days? Then you
then it says wait
29.5 days.
Yeah, there's like a big
friends
big
and wait.
Fucking number comes up on your TV and
countdown.
Yeah, the clock.
It's so horrible.
Starts counting down. So
ridiculous.
Let's finish it off. Let's give them their due. In addition, Microsoft does not receive any compensation. They go to great pains to point that out as if that makes a fucking difference. Yeah. Who is getting the money as long as somebody is charging your money. In addition, third-party publishers, again, can enable you to give games to friends. Loaning or renting games won't be available at launch, but we are exploring the possibilities with our partners. AKA, how big of a shitstorm is this going to cause? So,
yeah.
What does that mean? I don't understand this wording either. Like,
giving means it's yours forever. Lending means you're borrowing.
Loaning or renting is what it's saying.
So it's up to third parties whether or not you can give games away, basically.
Well, that's what the previous language sounded like to me. It's saying game publishers can enable you to give your disc-based games to friends, and game publishers can enable you to trade in your games at participating retailers, which means that it's up to the game publisher. So they're basically passing the buck on that stuff. And to put a fine point on it, and yeah, this sounds like, you know, maybe like overreacting or whatever, but they're fucking the consumer so that to help out publishers.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Exactly. That's what's happening here. Yep. Like, let's just be crystal fucking clear. Like,
period.
You cannot paint this thing as a move done out of consideration for the consumer as much as this, but you can go to your friend's house and download your whole library. You can never do that before,
right?
Oh, like all these great new features. It's a new digital world, and like to do these new features requires new, brave, exciting, enabling features.
You don't have to buy a carrying case for your games anymore.
There you go.
We've been enabled. We have truly been enabled.
So wait, let me finish it off though, because I think this last part is important. As we move into this new generation of games and entertainment, from time to time, Microsoft may change its policies, terms, products, and services to reflect modifications and improvements to our services, feedback from customers, mm-hmm. important one, and our business partners, or changes in our business priorities and business models, or for other reasons. So that is a long fucking sentence to say like, is the guys like so that to me, this is telling that this was included in this statement, because I have never seen a statement like this included this prominently, this long, this big, this backpedaling in any kind of policy thing like this about anything with like a new console. So this to me says that they are not 100% even committed to this strategy. Well, and if what you guys are talking about is true, and Sony comes out and says, guess what? PS4, just like PS1, just like PS2, just like PS3, just like every system you ever owned, don't worry about it. Like, they are fucked.
Yeah, they are.
Microsoft is fucked. I said it today, and I honestly believe it. They will lose the generation. And I say that not even really having seen the games, which is crazy to say. But if the balance of third parties stays somewhat roughly similar to how it was with PS3, and the first party output stays similar to what it was with PS3 versus 360, there's no fucking question. Like, but I will just, even me personally, who is like, was like a fan of what they were doing with Xbox Live, Xbox services, I will go from that to not only not a fan, not a subscriber, probably still an owner, as much as it pains me to say it. Yeah,
because
there's going to be certain Xbox One games that I can't, first party games that I cannot not play. But I will go from a fan and a subscriber and all of that to an absolute somebody dead set against Microsoft. And like, I will like hold my nose and basically buy the system, and any game, any possible opportunity I have to not buy or use that system, I will take it. I will not, like, this is,
I won't give them the money
for like the last 2 years.
I won't give Microsoft the money. And like, hearing on Giant Bomb today that Activision, Ubisoft, and EA are kind of behind this whole thing, I don't want to give them money either. Like,
shit, they're behind it, dude. What publisher is not going to be
exactly? But I mean, they're the people who have been kind of pushing this, and like, hearing that makes me think that, like, you know, it wasn't just the money for exclusives that we're putting,
gravitating all these companies to Xbox. Maybe it was the fact that they were giving in to all these demands.
Well, I'm sure what it is, if there is something like that going on, it would be the sort of thing where Microsoft promises, you know, okay, we'll do this for you in exchange. You have to give us 6 months exclusivity on all your AAA games.
Actually,
or something like
that. If a lot of the exclusives we're talking about pan out, I mean, they did have that crazy budget and they have Microsoft money hats and stuff. Microsoft paid for a lot of exclusives. It's
probably part of it.
Back at the first Xbox. So it could mean, that could mean something that Sony is not playing ball with this and that publishers are like, all right, well, we're going to take this big new IP and put it on Microsoft because we know it's going to make more money there. And they're giving us like co-marketing and a little money on the side or something like that. Or it could mean the reason Microsoft has to spend $1 billion is because the publishers realize, okay, what we sell on your system is not going to get reamed like the used sales. But I mean, if anybody who knows what the fuck is going on at all in this industry sees Microsoft with all of this bullshit and Sony coming out with PS4 just saying, hey, it's going to be the same. Mm. Sony is going to outsell that shit 2-1, especially at the start of the system when the crucial, like, hardcore people are buying it.
Right.
And so they're going to say, okay, well, shit, if I were to put this out on Sony, I'm going to have a much bigger potential install base. So Microsoft might be saying, well, okay, but listen,
we'll give you money.
We're going to give you money. And whatever one, you know, game you sell on ours, you're kind of going to sell 2 or 3 times. Maybe they have some study of how many times, you know, you're actually going to resell it and get the money for it. And maybe they're also enticing with like, and guess what? You control it. You decide.
You enable.
Yes. You are the enabler.
But you
Activision,
know, yes.
Bobby Kotick.
I mean,
around the big fucking table of evil that they fucking giant black marble slab.
Like Dr. Claw.
Fucking,
the whole fucking thing just like it blows my mind that they still think this is a viable strategy when, like, you know, GameStop has come out and said like 70% of new game sales are funded by used game sales. When people sell their games back, they buy more games.
Well,
take that out of the picture. Games aren't going to sell as well.
Well, I actually haven't seen any definitive thing that tells me. I don't think anyone honestly knows what the fuck would happen if you take it out. Because
I can take a pretty good guess.
No, there's that good argument, and there's a lot of good data on that side. And then there is, so what happens? Do people spend the same amount of money, or do they end up being like, well, all right, I'm going to spend a little bit more because now I don't have those options I used to have. I honestly don't know, and I haven't seen a study that says definitively. But yes, there is definitely a lot fuckload of data behind used games. It's not as simple as, oh, well, if we just don't let people sell in used games, then everyone will buy new. No, fuck no.
Hell
no. 10-year-old, you know, I mean, intuitively, you have to understand that. Like, okay, well, fuck, I'm instead of buying 3 games at $30, I'll maybe buy one at $60 or something instead of spending $120.
But I mean, I do wonder. So, I mean, EA just recently scrapped.
So, hello, Tom. Sorry. Hello. I guess we were kind of screeding on. You looked afraid and scared to enter the conversation.
The parents are fighting. Oh, no.
Tom, give yourself a nickname before you jump in here since you weren't in the episode up until now.
Ultimate Warrior. There you go.
There you go.
Hey.
Tom is wearing
armbands.
And, staunchly refuses to put it on as a headband.
No, that's not happening.
Okay, so, what are you saying?
So EA just, you know,
give us recently, the UK perspective on this, Tom.
The UK perspective.
Yes, what does Europe think of this? Speak for all of Europe.
Europe thinks it's bullshit.
Okay. Just checking.
All right, bravo, Europe.
Had to be sure.
But so EA, you know, they recently announced that they're getting rid of their, like, Project $10 thing.
Right. Yeah.
And it's pretty clear that that is now because this is going on. But, I mean, EA must have huge amounts of statistics about how that Project $10 thing was working. And they're clearly in bed with Microsoft. You know, Respawn's new game is exclusive, Titanfall.
Yeah, outside of PC. But.
So, so that also leaked in the interim between our last...
It did it?
Yeah.
Podcast,
last night. We kind of knew that anyway, right?
Yeah.
Well, the details on the game itself.
A lot of details. Information came out and some interesting stuff about how they're using, like, the cloud to actually handle AI and physics. Or at least
that's what it says.
Them.
That's what
the
it power says.
Of that they're contractually
you're obligated.
All right, whatever. But
say,
buy Game Informer, check
bullshit.
It out to support those guys. Yeah, there was a leak, but
The big thing that maybe these publishers are thinking this, and they're using all their data and their stats and blah blah blah, and they're coming up with these plans. But like the fact of the matter is, like the consumer, you can burn them only so many times before they just don't want to be burned anymore. And like you know. this smell that has been coming from Microsoft has been in the air for like 2 years now, and it's just obviously now coming to like full fruition. People aren't going to put up with this shit, so they're not going to get those, you know, even if they have their 6 months of exclusivity or whatever like that, they're not going to get the kind of returns that they were getting last gen, this gen, because they're obviously not in the favor of anybody. They're like upsetting everyone.
They would have to have, again, so if Sony comes out and is like, This is all that confusing bullshit. Guess what, guys? Not at all.
Right.
And Microsoft sticks to this shit again. They are totally fucking doomed. Even if, like, they would have to have an unbelievable launch lineup, not even like, you know, later on a year or two from now or whatever. They need to have an incredible lineup day one to even sell, you know, on par with something. I mean, even just the idea. And again, this is us. We're going to know the thing about the 30 days and the one person and whatever.
Right.
My point to the average Joe Walmart thing, the message they are going to get is that, yeah, you can't play used games.
Right.
Can't play used games. Oh, really? Oh, you have to, you know, whatever. And it's like, hey, sorry, I already heard, like, no used games. Like, if Sony could just completely easily brand it that, if Sony comes out at E3, hopefully they wait and they do it at their like press conference. Right. They don't even announce like this kind of shit or whatever. Hopefully they now I was saying before they should do it then to take advantage of it. Now, fuck it. That's like four more days. Wait, do it. I totally admit I will have been 1,000% wrong.
You're going to be the Sam Kennedy standing up and cheering in the audience.
I will be. I will have never been happier to be completely wrong in my entire life. Microsoft will have completely – I mean, they already have. It's just a matter of has Sony too.
Right.
Completely took their eye off the ball. Completely
– screwed the pooch.
Completely have no fucking idea what they're doing whatsoever. If Sony comes through. So now, as far as I'm concerned, it's all up to Sony. Sony, is either going to be the savior, or they're almost going to be worse than Microsoft because whether they already had to decide this or not, whether they already decided it 3 months ago or not, the perception is, okay, now they have a chance to say no. Right. Just say no, Sony. Just say no.
The silence has been a pretty good strategy so far. And it could have been like 3 months ago they were totally about this, but then have been changing their plans as things happen.
Well,
but
strategically,
I mean,
it makes sense to wait, but I am kind of shocked that Microsoft picked now, and it almost is like they had to have, why else do this 3 days early than to know that they're going to get shit on and try to pull that away from E3.
Exactly. They don't want the stories coming out of E3 and USA Today and whatever to be like, there's a shit storm and its name is Xbox One.
Right. So they throw out all this dirt and, you know, and bile a few days early and then hope that, you know, whatever their big game is going to
people are still
going
to care.
It.
This isn't something
you
that
know,
like
no, I agree.
And people should care. And again, this goes back to what we were saying the first time, what I was saying during the Cheapy podcast. And a lot of people are like, oh, like you're overreacting, blah, blah, blah. Why? Like everybody's storming on Twitter. Like that's the whole fucking idea is in that big sentence at the end of this press release is they are listening and watching and judging and whatever. And like exactly the point about making your opinion heard is that whole thing, you know, when they came for my friends, I said nothing. When they came for my used games, I said nothing.
Right.
And then when they came for me, whatever. Somebody needs to adapt whatever that is for this fucking Xbox One thing. So that's exactly the point is making a fucking stink. Like, it's a point to making a stink. It's not just verbal masturbation. There's a point to making a stink. So fucking make a stink. Tell your friends. Tell anyone you possibly know who might have anything to ever have done with Sony.
Post it on your Facebooks.
There you go.
But isn't the problem that they already know this is a huge issue? Like, the rumors coming out how they've been canceling all these one-on-one interviews.
No, okay, so that – let's not that we can't for sure say because apparently some interviews are there, some are not. That as far as I'm concerned, you have to take them at their word, at least for now, that there's honestly just scheduling things. But there's this narrative that now anything is threatened to be pulled in and you know, be perceived as feeding that you have to be a little careful about. By the way, Tom, you're in charge of Europe. You're in charge of the European front.
All right.
Of letting everybody know to make themselves heard how they feel about this.
I kind of wonder if this is even legal in Europe.
There's certainly like a lot of different restrictions depending on the countries. I believe it was Germany were saying about the Kinect.
So yeah, I guess we should really briefly just mention that. They did put out another privacy kind of focused sheet that talks about you can, you know, turn the Kinect off kind of. It has to be plugged in, I think, still to the unit.
Right.
But, you know, it can be like paused, on, muted, off, or paused. You can control your personal data. They went through saying you can, you know, even make it so it doesn't turn on when someone says Xbox on if you really want to.
Just let me turn it off then. I mean, let me unplug it then. Just let, I don't want it there. I don't want it there. So,
yeah, I think it's kind of the thing where they want to have games where you, you know, they use it, and so they want to make people have,
sure, it put it in the box. But
I'm not that upset about the connecting, because I think that since it's built into the box, you know, the games are going to support it probably in more interesting ways now that I, right, actually care about. Like, I don't want to, yep, play all my arms around like an idiot, but I'd be happy to be able to use it.
Ain't gonna happen.
Well, I'm not buying an Xbox One at this point anyway, yeah, so I don't care.
You guys, so really, you're just not gonna, no, buy it at all.
I was on the slightly, I was on the fence. Like, I was on the side of like, okay, I'm a little bit over. Let's see how it goes, and you know, if they really screw it up, I'm going to pull, yeah, out. But now I'm on the other side. I'm not getting.
But you haven't
in.
Seen the games. I don't know.
But Mark, you've heard me talking about this forever, though. Like, I've the reason I buy all my games on PS3 for the last 2 years is because I don't like the way Microsoft doesn't respect me, and I feel like they respect me even less now after this.
Did you buy Halo 4 on the PS3? The PS3 version of Halo 4.
No, but what's your point? Like, that
my point is that you don't buy all your games on PS3 because there's some games that you could only buy on Xbox.
One game that I care about on Xbox, that
which
I
is
can't,
what?
Halo. And
what
I don't,
about Crackdown 3?
I mean, I'm happy about Crackdown 3, but I'm happy to give it up too. I don't need it that bad. Like, there's no game on Xbox right now that I need so bad that I have to own the system.
Purchase of an Xbox.
And I don't. I mean, I like Halo, and I like the people who make Halo too. But I don't. I'm not going to buy a system just for one game.
Well, no, I'm not saying one game, but like the idea is that over the course of
Dark Souls would make me say I have to own this system.
No. Okay, so there is a game. There could be a game.
There could be a game. Yeah, yeah.
So, but now it's up to Microsoft, and I think what Microsoft is thinking is like, oh yeah, everybody's freaking out now. When they see fucking Killer Instinct, it's going to be a whole nother story, man.
I'm in the group that is like, I do not care what they announce. Whatever it is, I'm not using my money to support this. Even if they have like Dark Souls 2.
This is on principle.
And it's totally principle. Like,
if it has Dark Souls 2.
No, absolutely not.
You're a lot. No, yeah,
no, I'm serious.
After we have it for like a few days.
No.
You're in the moment right now.
No.
So I understand.
And I'll tell you, like, the only way I can afford games is that. Is via selling them. Like,
right.
I do not have the luxury of being able to keep my games. And if this console is like, you know, becoming the standard, and then like if everybody buys the Xbox One and used games disappear, then my livelihood for playing video games disappears.
Right. You know what you could do? You could buy the Xbox One and Dark Souls 2 and then sell the Xbox One and Dark Souls 2.
When you're done with it.
Maybe.
Wait, maybe there'll be packages.
The maybe you can't sell
the
system.
Maybe when you go to the store now, like the used game store, it will be the Xbox One system with a bunch of games, because those games are like tied. Or no, wait, right. They're tied to the account, not even the system.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll
you
be like the account name and password.
And the credit card to the system.
Right.
Hey, you know, something we didn't even talk about, which is kind of funny because we're a Japan podcast, but like, what does this mean for Japan where like used games are everything? Like people, everybody.
Well, used games are everything in America though.
Well, yeah, but like you don't have rentals here, for example. Like here, it's like you have your used games as a means of like getting games for cheaper or whatever, and then that's it. There's no rentals. There's no other
way
to do it.
They should just not release it here.
But well, it's not going to sell at all. But that's another reason why I could see Sony not doing it, because Sony, even if they wanted to do it, they could never get away with that in Japan.
You know, I think we started going in an interesting direction that I haven't seen people talk about at least yet. Like down that wormhole of, okay, so I made an account on my system. What exactly is that tied to? How many accounts can I make? Is it one per credit card? Is it one per, if I buy an Xbox Live point card, can I make an account? Because are there any way for me to make an account where I sell the game along with the account name and password
for
the account?
It would have to be not using a credit card, right? It would have to be just buying point cards.
So they must be
whatever.
Making you tie it to a credit card. Well,
no, but you'd have to tie it to an email too.
Yeah, your account is tied to an email address.
Well, so an email is obviously easy to
so
make and
to
throw
make
around.
You're just going
to
trade lovers.
Well, that's what I think, though. I think they'll have to at least be tied to a credit card. And then it's like, okay, well, can I transfer? Can I use a new credit card with a new person's name on the credit card in my account? I think there'd be a lot of that going on if that is even a possibility.
Needless to say, it's going to be super confusing and not worth it.
So that's the other thing. It's not even a matter of as simple as you can't sell used games, or you can sell used games back to GameStop, and then you have to pay half price for the game in order to buy the thing.
Right.
It's per publisher, and who knows, per publisher could even make it per game.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's like looking at the big chart of like, it could be looking at the big chart of GameStop where it's like, oh, you know, what's of Duty Ghosts worth, you know, today or this hour or this week? It's going to be like the stock market where it's going to be like, you know, fucking moving up and down and shit like that.
You can't sell your this year's version of Madden until the next year's version comes out.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to do stuff like that for sure. Mm. Like, that's just a given. That just sounds, that's got EA written all
over. Or you can sell it. You can sell it.
Yeah.
You can sell it and it starts off at, you know, used being $5 beneath new price, then it goes down, you know, five every month or something like that. But yeah, basically the only, I guess, only other silver lining out of this whole thing is it, has anybody seen what happened to GameStop stock? Did this announcement come out after the stock market was closed on the East Coast?
I haven't seen it yet.
Because they are fucked.
Yeah.
They
unless they are the exclusive retailer that they're going to be
one of them, of course, which is also kind of sucks. But I mean, this thing is a huge fucking black eye. Even if Sony comes
Think they were a part of it? You don't think that the retailers were?
Oh yeah, I definitely think
I think they're getting a cut that makes sense for them.
There definitely is this aroma of collusion between Microsoft publishers and GameStop to just kind of like close off everybody else.
Can I make a prediction? I think it will be, if you buy the game used and then you go online and buy like the pass or whatever it is, it will be more expensive than going to GameStop and buying like a sort of code for the pass.
That's crazy.
So I think it'll be incentive to,
yeah, like they'll try and encourage people like, oh, you should buy the used version.
To go to the store?
Yeah. As in,
no,
like,
why? They get, why the hell would they ever do that?
I think they would do that to try and make, bring the retailers on side. So like the used version.
GameStop would have to be playing some serious fucking crazy ass hardball because right now, you get, you play, when you get the direct download, the publisher is getting way more money because they don't have to fucking worry about
it. But I'm saying with the used copy, you're obviously going to have to go online and buy like some sort of, you know, $10 pass or whatever. I think that the online version will be more expensive than the in-store version. And that'll be a way to get the retailers on site.
I mean, that hasn't been how it's been. It hasn't.
This is so hard.
It's not how it works. So let's give some counter arguments. I wish I was like, maybe we can find somebody to nobody is going to think that this is a good thing.
There were some sort of people coming out vaguely positive. Avalanche Studios, the guys that make Just Cause.
Yeah. Well, any developer or publisher.
Yeah. They came out for it. I mean,
great. Newsflash, developers and publishers would love this arrangement.
Can I just say their statement because it is pretty amazingly funny?
Sure.
They said, I'm pretty sure people complained about new machinery requiring electricity to function too back in the days.
Really?
That's
who are these guys?
Avalanche Studios,
yeah,
the
what
guys
do they make?
That made Just Cause
That's 2. Like an Adam Orth level comment. That was horrendous.
Wow. Yep. Jesus. Deal with it.
Yes.
Pound sign, deal with it. All right. Well, geez, I feel a little bit better having that out, I guess.
E3 is going to be exciting.
I ain't happy at all, but I'm going to either be a lot less happy when Sony announces the same thing, or hopefully.
They got to say something.
Of course.
They have to, yeah.
But all eyes on Sony now. They are our only hope.
Yeah.
Sony, just say no.
Seriously.
So wait, is it on the record then that, assuming this policy doesn't change, that JJ will never, ever, ever buy a Crossbone? Okay, it's on the record.
Unless they remove all of this shit.
Okay.
Okay, let's play one more hypothetical. Sony comes out at E3, says, none of this bullshit, same as always. Do you think Microsoft sticks to this through launch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah, through launch, Microsoft doesn't. Microsoft is clearly not operating in our interests, and they haven't been for a while. They're doing this for their partners. And
so you think this paragraph at the end of this thing is kind of just normal, kind of legal?
I think the paragraph
their ass,
is their lawyer, is their lawyers realizing that we're in like a new frontier now. We got to be really careful about this and really like have like the disclaimer out that we could do whatever we want with these policies.
You think this shitstorm won't even get worse when
it
that
has
happens?
To actually
and
fail
sustain
first.
Until launch? That's going to be 3 long months at least. Of the everyone, press
again,
fans, Twitter,
what
Facebook,
reason do I have
pounding the drum?
To think that Microsoft is going to make a smart decision? Like what? They haven't given me
not
any
a lot right now
in a long time.
No, yeah. This actually has to fail in a real world test before they get rid of it.
You think so?
They're like binging Xbox One right now, and they're like, all these are positive reactions. it's great, guys. Like, you know, slapping each other on the back and
because
whatever.
Because they still don't know if Joe Walmart gives a shit. And once they find out that he does, then maybe they'll change it.
Wouldn't you think at worst they would have like focus tested these ideas and gotten back that people were like stabbing the focus testers in the face when they even just brought up the idea?
Well, that's why I'm really, we'll never know, but maybe Dean Takahashi's got a fly on the wall or something, but I want to know like who inside Microsoft like fought this, because you know there had to be some people who were like saying, yes, look, this is retarded, and then how that, you know, how that argument went down, I would love to see, because
those
they
poor
really need...
goddamn people, because right now they must just be like just pointing at, you know, all right, of Twitter and all of everything.
I guess what does happen though if Sony come out and actually like the unthinkable happens and their like policy is even more draconian? Does that mean that you guys go PC and Wii U only? Or
I'm gonna be playing the shit out of Mario. JJ goes to a monastery with Wii U at the top of in Tibet.
I'll be playing Mario and then I'll sell it back and buy another Nintendo game.
All right, so I guess that does it for our little adjunct. Really didn't have time to do this morning, but yeah, I guess we really, really had to. So
some things need to be said.
Hey, let us know what you think. You know, tell us if we're wrong. Unlike Microsoft, we would actually maybe listen. So, you know, things maybe we're forgetting, overlooking major considerations. Again, the games are going to be announced at E3. I think, you know, that's going to mitigate some of the reaction. I don't think it's going to quiet it. I think the thing that's either going to quiet it or put gas in the fire is going to be Sony's, and I just hope to God that they do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
It's theirs to lose now.
Yep.
Microsoft is having their $600 moment.
Yep.
That Sony actually,
their
it's like
Generation 3 it's moment.
Like they're going with carts. $600 launching 4 months too early. It's like every console mistake that's ever been made rolled into one times 10.
Steve Ballmer is like shouting giant enemy crab from and
now. Now it's a matter of actually capitalizing on it. So, it's going to be an exciting week. E3. Let's be hyped, trade!
Not so much.
So now you see why DivX is the biggest thing to happen to home movie viewing since the VCR and the video rental store. Quality and convenience. Freedom and flexibility. Affordability and availability. That's what DivX offers consumers. But let's take a moment to talk about the basics of DivX. DivX is a feature of DVD, not a separate format. Each DivX player starts as a basic DVD player and is capable of playing all basic DVD movies. What makes DivX revolutionary is the encryption technology in each DivX enhanced player. It's this technology that enables consumers to purchase the specially encrypted DivX movie discs for $4.49. And with that purchase, you get quality, convenience, freedom, flexibility, and availability. So with all these benefits going for it, you may be wondering, how do I start a conversation on DivX? Try these.
Do you ever rent movies? Have you ever paid a late fee on a video rental?
Have you ever gone to the video store and couldn't get the latest release?
Have you ever returned a movie without watching it just to avoid the late fee?
Have you ever bought a movie thinking you'd watch it again and again, but only watched it once?
Those are just a few simple ways to start a conversation about DivX. And when you think about it, everybody that rents movies can benefit from DivX. So let your TV customers and your VCR customers and your home theater customers know about DivX. And once you start your conversation about DivX, you'll want to tell them all about the five major benefits. So with that in mind, let's check out some ways to explain to your customers why DivX is the best way to watch movies at home. First, it's DVD, so you're getting digital picture and digital sound,
which gives you the sharpest, most detailed picture available and spectacular CD quality sound. The colors are more accurate. The edges are more defined. The sound rivals any theater around. The discs are small and never need to be rewound. Would you like to see what I mean?
You've got to show it for your customer to believe it. They'll be amazed. You get great picture and sound with both DivX and DVD movies. DivX and DVD go hand in hand. For those movies you want to watch over and over again, $15 to $30 for DVDs probably makes sense. But for most of us who only want to watch a movie once or twice, DivX is the answer. You can buy your favorite DivX titles for only $4.49 each.
And then there's the freedom of no returns and no late fees.
That's because DivX movies are purchased, not rented. So there are no more late-night returns to the video store and no more late fees. They're yours to keep. How does that sound?
That sounds great. So now you've got DVD quality, the end of returns, and the elimination of late fees. What could be better? Well, have you ever returned a movie without watching it because your time ran out?
With DivX, that will never happen again. The 48-hour period begins when you push play, not when you leave the store. And that could be the next day or the next week, even the next year. You can shop when it's convenient to shop and watch whenever you want. The choice is yours.
And we all love choices. On top of that, the hottest title should always be available.
That's because DivX movies are purchased, not rented. Popular titles are stocked to meet customer demand, so you should never have to go away frustrated or be forced to make a second choice.
And once you buy the movie, it's yours to keep and watch again if you choose.
DivX allows you to build a home movie library that you can rent again for around $3.25. Or if you find a movie that you're going to watch over and over, you can convert it to unlimited play for a one-time fee. You have all the choices without leaving your living room.
Now, as with any revolutionary concept, there will be some resistance and, of course, a lot of questions. So let's take a look at some of the best ways to answer the most common questions about DivX.
So why doesn't DivX have widescreen and multiple angles and all that other stuff?
DivX can do widescreen and all the rest. It's still a DVD disc, but they found that consumer demand for it's just not there. Meanwhile, DivX can play DVD discs that contain those features.
So why does the player need to be hooked to the phone line?
The phone line is only used to initially register the player and to handle billing. The phone line is never needed to watch movies. Twice a month, in the middle of the night, the player makes a toll-free call to a billing computer. And this call will never interrupt your phone use because the player disconnects as soon as you pick up the phone. And for your convenience, the player comes with 25 feet of phone cord and a splitter.
What if I don't have a credit card?
Well, if you don't have a credit card, DivX accepts debit cards as well, and most banks now offer free debit cards with a checking account. Your DivX charges will show up on your credit card or your bank statement, and you can check your account anytime you want through the player.
What if DivX goes out of business?
That's a fair question, but here's the bottom line. It's almost impossible to believe that DivX could go under. DivX is supported by major movie studios like Disney, Universal, Fox, DreamWorks, Paramount, and MGM. And manufacturers like RCA, ProScan, Pioneer, Panasonic, JVC, and Harman Kardon. However, should there be a problem, you would still have a fully functioning DVD player that will still play your existing DivX movies. Most importantly, when you see how DivX works, I think you'll agree it's going to be a big hit.
And how does the disc work? Does it download the movie?
No, the movie's on the disc, just like basic DVD. DivX movies just have an anti-piracy encryption built into the disc. There's a chip in the player that unscrambles the encryption, allowing it to be viewed on your player.
Aren't these disposable discs going to be bad for the environment?
Well, we don't think people are going to throw out perfectly good movies that can be watched again. We think people are going to want to build their own video libraries. But if they decide they don't want them, we have disc recycling bins set up. Actually, we think because you can watch them again, people are going to want to give them away, trade them, even sell them at garage sales.
Doesn't Circuit City own DivX?
Yes, Circuit City owns a majority interest in DivX. In fact, they helped develop the technology that's now licensed to the companies that build the players.
What about the DivX Gold disc I've heard about?
DivX Gold movies are purchased ready for unlimited play, as opposed to converting a disc to unlimited play. Now, DivX Gold discs will only be produced if the studios desire them.
So when will the new DivX movies come out?
Movies on DivX will almost always be available on the same day they're released for VHS rental.
If DivX knows everything I watch and when, isn't that kind of like Big Brother?
Yes, DivX knows what DivX movies you're watching because that's part of the billing process. So does your local video store when you rent from them. DivX strictly adheres to the National Video Privacy Act, which forbids dissemination of viewer information without permission.
So how do I see what DivX is charging me?
Well, first, you have to authorize all transactions. And then the player shows you exactly how much a subsequent viewing or an upgrade to unlimited play costs. And you can review your account at any time to see your transactions for the last 3 months.
Given that these examples were only the most common questions, you can see why you'll need to take full advantage of all the information provided in the training package. It's designed to give you all the details you need to handle any questions your customers may have. Remember that selling DivX puts you at the forefront of cutting-edge technology, quality, and convenience. So take the time to find out if your customers enjoy movies. And if they do, let them know that their time has come. Because as you've seen, DivX is the best way to watch movies at home.